ladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
Thank you. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Hello, Dolly. Well, hello, Dolly. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you'll never go away. Dolly will never go away.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. Yeah, but I do
very pleasant. Good evening, everybody, and welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB.TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi. Big day at the ballpark, game two of the 2022 season, and the Blue Claws debut of 2020. Phillies first round pick, right-handed pitcher Mick Abel out of Portland, Oregon, all the way to the Jersey Shore. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg, really nice day for baseball here. Temperature in the low 50s, crowd still coming in. And anybody who follows the Phillies, and I think baseball in general, anxious to see how Abel does today, the highly talented 20-year-old right-hander. And we'll see how it goes. Blue Claws pitching, and for that matter, their opponents pitching yesterday, the Aberdeen Ironbirds, definitely struggled throughout most of the ball game, and certainly both staffs will try to get back on track today. And the Blue Claws hoping that Abel can get them off to a good start. We could say hopefully he is able to do so. Sorry about that, but we had to give that a run. By the way, his tag team partner, if you will, the Phillies' top pick a year ago, Andrew Painter, the 18-year-old from Pompano Beach, Florida. He was the 13th overall pick in the 2021 draft. He is on the mound for Clearwater today, the low A Threshers down in Florida. He has appeared in four minor league games. Has Painter, who was, you know, treated very carefully by the Phillies in the first postseason last year, only threw six innings, struck out 12, and did not allow an earned run in his appearances a year ago. So he'll be on the mound for Clearwater, and Abel will be on the hill today here in Lakewood. So two pitchers certainly worth following their progress on this Saturday afternoon.
We have to quickly talk about, Tony, Friday night. A tough loss for Jersey Shore in the opener. You never want to lose on opening day, of course. And the Blue Claws dropped a tough one, 11-10. Kind of a back-and-forth seesaw game for the first six innings. Blue Claws scored four runs at the bottom of the sixth to take a 10-6 lead. But Aberdeen got one in the seventh, one in the eighth, three in the ninth, tying the game on a John Rhodes two-run double, and then winning the game on an RBI single by Cesar Prieto off of Andrew Schultz, charged with all three runs. Now, to be fair to Andrew, there was a ball that was that ended up being an infield hit, which is the correct scoring, but it should have been an out. And that was the leadoff batter of the inning, an infield single by Colton Cowser. And that kind of set the tone, unfortunately, for Aberdeen in the ninth. You get that first out with a two-run lead. It changed the whole inning. He ended up walking the next batter, and then things got away from him last night. So Aberdeen won the opener 11-10. The Blue Claws stole nine bases. You want a fun fact, Tony?
Sure.
120 minor league baseball teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Claws are tied for the minor league lead with nine steals.
Right.
Where they're tied with St. Paul, the Twins AAA affiliate.
Right.
They played four games, and the Blue Claws played one game. And they're tied with the Twins there for the lead. So
it was fun to see Johan Rojas take off with three steals last night, the young center fielder, highly touted Phillies prospect, and he looked every bit as equal to his advertisement, so to speak. Showed that speed, showed that the quick bat, and was here last year at the tail end of the season, and was very impressive and off to a good start with the Blue Claws this year. Ethan Wilson, the 2021 draft pick, good night last night. Had a big single in the sixth inning, a two-run hit that at the time gave the Blue Claws an 8-6 lead. They went on to build a four-run lead, which eventually vanished over the final innings. But it was good to see him, and he's one of the two big left-handed bats in the lineup. Baron Radcliffe, another high pick and well-regarded young hitter. Two young sluggers, potentially, in Wilson and Radcliffe. Two big left-handed bats, and the wind today is blowing out
straight
to center
out
and a little bit to right. Yeah, but straight out mostly, and we'll see if that helps either team.
And it's a significant wind, probably 15 miles an hour or so. Wilson, who was the second-round pick of the Phillies in the 2021 draft out of University of South Alabama, in his Blue Claws debut last night, he went 2-for-4. He drove in three, he scored three, and he stole two bases. So you can't do too much better than that for Ethan Wilson here last night. So he'll be back in there. He played left field last night. He'll play right field today, batting third for Jersey Shore. Casey Martin, seemingly an unlikely cleanup hitter, you know, more of a line drive speed guy. But he had a great night yesterday, hitting cleanup 2-for-4, 3 runs scored, and a stolen base. Seemed to have a steal. They stole 9, but he had 1 of the 9. And I did ask him before the game if he had hit cleanup before, and he said he had done it, yeah, in college before, too. So it's not unusual for him. He had a great night for the Blue Claws as well. So Jersey Shore will try to bounce back in Game 2 of the 2022 season. The Blue Claws in Aberdeen from here at Shoretown Ballpark coming up in just a few moments. Pitching matchup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. They have Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. And RWJ Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. Mick Abel, fastball, curveball, slider, change for the right-handers from Portland, will turn 21 years old on August 18th. He is the second youngest Blue Claw behind reserve catcher Andrick Nava, who was born on October 6th of 2001. Abel born on August the 18th. In Portland, went to Jesuit High School in Portland. Pitched last year for Clearwater, 14 starts, 1-3, a 4.43 ERA, 44 innings, just 27 hits. He did walk 27, but he struck out 66 opposing hitters, did Mick Abel last year. On the mound for Aberdeen is right-hander Houston Roth, no relation to pitcher Nick Roth, who threw in reserve relief last night. Houston Roth is from Oxford, Mississippi, where Ole Miss is. He went to Ole Miss, 29th round pick of the Orioles back in 2019. He's 24 years old, 6'3". Pitched all of last year with low A Delmarva, where he was 8-4 with a 4.54 earn run average, 81 innings, 69 hits. He walked 31, and he struck out 77. But Mick Abel, kind of the star of the day today for Jersey Shore. Really looking forward to seeing him as he makes his Blue Claws debut here today. I wouldn't expect much more than 3, maybe 4 innings. He said he threw 3 innings in his last spring outing. Did Mick Abel. He is the 13th former first-round pick to play for the Blue Claws. Jersey Shore has had first-round picks in each of the last 3 seasons. Alec Bowman, 2019, was here for a month. Bryson Stott, 2021, was also here for a month. But remember, they were college draftees. Abel, just a high school draftee who begins here with Jersey Shore. And of course, Bryson Stott made his big league debut yesterday for the Phillies, had 2 hits in that ball game, and has a day off today with the lefty on the mound, and former Philly Cole Irvin on the mound for Oakland. But Stott becomes officially the 114th player to go from the shore to the show. And we did a little math, Tony. He makes his Phillies debut just 339 days after he made his Blue Claws debut, which was on May 4th last year. And we did a quick run through the list, and we're pretty sure that's the quickest player. But the other thing you have to remember, of course, he played in high A here, right, as opposed to all the other guys who played in low A. But pretty cool. He was, of course, with Jersey Shore last year and is now a big leaguer with
And he and Alec Bohm share one interesting fact. I think it's they are two impactful draftees who were scheduled to, you know, move up in the system, which indeed has occurred, and they are tied for the fewest amount of games ever played for the Blue Claws. Bohm, a couple of years ago, played 22 games.
Yeah.
And last year,
that was 22 games.
Played 22 games, and they were long gone. We hardly got to know you, but they've done a good job. And Bohm is starting today, as you mentioned, in the start on the bench to start with a left-hander on the hill today for Oakland. Stott with 2 hits yesterday at third base, and they did make an error, but it looks like he's going to have a live bat, and hopefully that will indeed be the case up on the big league level. And Bohm, had an impressive freshman year, a couple of years ago, and then had his struggles last year, and we'll see if...
rookie year.
In his rookie year, very impressive.
Just to be clear, not college
yeah, and then his sophomore year, second year last year, definitely scuffled a bit. Hopefully trying to get back on track, is in the starting lineup for the Phillies today.
Blue Claws will take the field in a moment. It'll look like this. Johan Rojas leading off in center. Luis Garcia is in short. Ethan Wilson is in right, batting third. Casey Martin back in the cleanup spot, playing second base today. Barron Radcliffe, who played last night in right field will bat fifth and DH today. DJ Stewart, who played first base last night, will play third base today and bat sixth. McCarthy Tatum gets his first start of the year. He's batting seventh and playing first base. Carl Ellison is catching. This will be his Phillies organizational debut. He will bat eighth. And batting ninth and playing left field is Jared Carr. So Tatum and Ellison get starts today, which leaves, after the first 2 days, the only active position player yet to get a start is catcher Andrick Nava. Blue Claws have three catchers active. Nick Matera played yesterday. Carl Ellison plays today, so my guess would be we would see Andrick Nava tomorrow, which is a 105 game. Christian McGowan will get the start for Jersey Shore. So Keith Werman of the Blue Claws, ready to go. Keith, of course, the 32-year-old first-year manager with Jersey Shore, looking for that first win. I think he thought he was going to get it last night. Yeah, I know, right, we did. Yeah. And the Blue Claws scored four runs in the sixth inning to take a 10-6 lead. It wasn't to be an 11-10 loss for Aberdeen, but perhaps today's the day for the Blue Claws and Jersey Shore. Mick Abel, the right-hander, number two prospect in the Philly system, on the bump for the Blue Claws, 15th overall pick in the 2020 draft, and he is the 13th former first-round pick to play for the Blue Claws. Back after this with the starting lineups of the first pitch, Blue Claws and the Aberdeen Ironbirds from Shoretown Ballpark on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
National Anthem. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball here on BlueClaws.com and MILB.TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Giamborisi, and today the Blue Claws play Game 2 of the 2022 season. It's the Aberdeen Ironbirds, who were the winners in opening night yesterday, 11-10, scoring three runs in the top half of the ninth inning. So the Blue Claws 0-1, Aberdeen 1-0. Jersey Shore sending right-hander Mick Abel to the mound today, the Phillies' first-round pick in 2020. Houston Roth, the right-hander on the mound for Aberdeen. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Good to be here. As we noted earlier, temperature in the mid-50s, partly sunny, partly cloudy skies, if you will. Nice breeze blowing out the center and right field. And, Greg, let's take this opportunity to welcome aboard, first of all, new followers to our audio and video broadcasts who, again, you know, might be tuning in here for the first time with, especially the friends and relatives of some of the new players in the Blue Claws, and also welcome back the longtime loyal followers as well. Greg?
So here's the lineup for Aberdeen, made out by their manager Roberto Mercado, to face Abel today. Connor Norby leads off. He's the DH. Then Colton Cowser, who had three hits last night, including a double and a triple. He'll bat second and play left. Kobe Mayo, who homered last night, plays third, bats third. Then T.J. Bowens, or T.T. Bowens, excuse me, who last night went 4-for-6 with two doubles and a home run. He's the first baseman. Cesar Prieto, the game-winning hit in the ninth inning yesterday, bats fifth place second. Dante Williams, 3-for-5 last night. He's in center. Billy Cook inserted into the lineup about an hour ago. He's playing right field, batting seventh. Colin Burns is the shortstop, bats eighth. Ramon Rodriguez will bat ninth, and he is the catcher for Aberdeen. Carl Ellison doing the catching today for Jersey Shore. He fires a strike down to Casey Martin at second. The Blue Claws toss it around the horn. DJ Stewart walks it in, tosses to Mick Abel, and we're ready to go on a beautiful afternoon here at Shoretown Ballpark. I love these 4:05 games late afternoon. Partly cloudy skies, 52 degrees for first pitch here today, and Connor Norby will step in to get things underway for the Aberdeen Ironbirds, of course, Baltimore Orioles affiliate. They had been their New York Penn League affiliate for many years and moved into High A last year. Here's Norby, a 21-year-old from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, second-round pick last year out of ECU. So at 4:06, Mick Abel into the line, the first pitch, a fastball fouled back into the screen, and the count nothing and one. Norby went after the first pitch of last night's game, two, and fouled it off. That was against Ben Brown, fouled this one off here today. Norby 1-for-6, double in last night's ball game. Played last year mostly with Delmarva in the Carolina League, and he drives this one up the gap in right center, hit well, chasing after the right fielder Ethan Wilson, and Rojas the center fielder, and splits him and rolls back toward the wall. Norby into second, making a turn there, and he will hold on, and it's a double for Connor Norby. It was slicing away from Rojas and towards Wilson, and just too far out of the reach of either one of them, and one hopped off the wall in deep right center field. So a base hit to start for Norby. He's in scoring position with nobody out. And Aberdeen, who last night pounded out 19 hits in the season opener, has their 20th hit of the season, and it's just the first batter of the second game. So here is Colton Kowser, a left-handed batter. He was the fifth overall pick in last year's draft out of Sam Houston State. And a left-handed batter with a slightly open stance. Abel looks back at the runner at second. Pitches a fastball, strike on the inside corner. And the count is nothing and one. So Aberdeen and the Blue Claws from Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Abel, a 20-year-old from Portland, Oregon, looks back again at the runner at second. Garcia, the shortstop, keeps him close. Swing and a miss. That was a changeup. And the count is nothing and two. So 84 miles an hour on the changeup. We'll double check on this radar.
Yes,
gun.
We will.
So it wasn't working yesterday. And as you know, if you followed us last year, the gun here is about 3 to 4 miles an hour slow generally. We will see this year. We'll check with the Hawkeye reading between innings. Here's the 0-2, and that's in the dirt. Kicks away from Ellison off to the left and back towards the screen near the Aberdeen on deck circle. Down to third base goes Norby on the wild pitch. So Aberdeen with a runner in third and nobody out, and a one ball, two strike count on Colton Kowser. Now a decision for Keith Werman. Will he bring the infield in? With two strikes, I think he might. Kowser is an excellent hitter. And Ellison, I think, got dinged up on that one. He will walk a ball out to Mick Abel just to buy himself a little bit of time. Last night in the ninth inning with a two-run lead, Aberdeen had runners at second and third, and a wild pitch moved the runners up to second and third. There were two strikes on the batter, and now the trainer, Steve Torregrossa, is going to head out and check on Ellison, the catcher, to make sure he's okay. And Ellison waves him off, but Steve Torregrossa is going to check on the left hand, it looks like, of the catcher. And now Keith Werman, the manager, comes out as well. So, yeah, Tony, last night they brought the infield in, and we were both surprised because they had a two-run lead. But he did it because there were two strikes on the batter, and sure enough, he got a ground ball right to the second baseman. Casey Martin held the runners. Now, it didn't. That was the first out of the inning. It didn't matter because they ended up getting a couple of runs anyway and tied the game, and then ended up winning the game with three runs there in the ninth inning, 11-10 for Aberdeen. Ellison is okay, but they're going to have him catch a pitch or two here from Abel. And that one did pop at 94 on the radar gun on the board. So, again, we'll double-check. But Mick throwing a couple of warm-up pitches just to make sure his catcher's okay after he took one on the left wrist on that ball in the dirt. And Ellison says he's okay. Now the plate umpire, John Tyler Shaw, will step in behind And will Couser step in, or one more warm-up pitch? No, Couser's going to step in. So one ball, two strike count, no score, top of the first. Runner at third for Aberdeen. And Couser the batter as Norby leads off third. Infield is back, so ground ball will give Aberdeen the lead. Big lead off third for Norby. And the pitch, swing and a miss. He pulls the string, a beautiful changeup. And that's strike three. So Mick Abel's first strikeout as a Blue Claw comes against last year's fifth overall pick in Colton Couser. And there's one away. Blue Claws will play the infield back again. We'll go around the diamond in a moment as Kobe Mayo steps in. He homered last night, went 1-for-5. Right-handed batter. So it's Stewart, Garcia, Martin, and Tatum, third to short. Or third to first, excuse me. Breaking ball outside, a slider. And it's 1-0. Outfield is Jared Carr in left, Johan Rojas in center, and Ethan Wilson in right field. Carl Ellison behind the plate. Wind blowing out towards right center today. Last night it was blowing out towards left field. It's almost always windy here, it seems. Here's the 1-0. That's a breaking ball down and away, backhanded by Ellison. It's two balls and no strikes. Abel is 20 years old. Will turn 21 in August. Right-handed pitcher. And the 2-0 is in there for a called strike. And the count is 2-1.
That fastball again, 93 on the gun. And we will check between innings, see what the stadium gun's accuracy amounts to.
66 strikeouts in 44 innings last year in Clearwater. Breaking ball inside, ball three. And the count 3-1. So here are the other first-round picks to play here. Going way back, Gavin Floyd, Cole Hamels, Greg Golson, Kyle Drabeck, Anthony Hewitt, Jesse Biddle, J.P. Crawford, Cornelius Randolph, Mickey Moniak, Adam Hazley, they played together, Alec Bowman, Bryson Stott, and now you can add Mick Abel to that list. 3-1 pitch, high fly ball, fairly well hit out in the left center. That'll get a run in at a minimum. Carr going back into the gap, called off by the center fielder Rojas in deep left center, who makes the catch. Right in front of the warning track, tagging in third as Norby easily jogs in to score, and it's 1-0 Aberdeen. So a sack fly and an RBI for Kobe Mayo, and he had a home run in the first inning last night. And you know, Tony, I don't think he missed the home run by that much here. Still got under it a little bit, and he flies out to Rojas in deep left center. So Aberdeen on the board, the leadoff double for Connor Norby. He comes in to give the Birds the lead. Here's T.T. Bowens out of Central Connecticut State. And the first pitch on the way is a fastball high. And the count, 1-0. Bowens had quite the night yesterday. He was 4-for-6, 2 doubles and a home run. So he just missed the cycle. One of those, if he tried for 3 on one of those 2 doubles. Fouled off to the right out of play in the count, 1-1. In the bottom of the first against Houston Roth, it'll be Johan Rojas, Luis Garcia, and Ethan Wilson for Jersey Shore. So Abel under the line for the 1-1. The right-hander rocks and deals. Fastball hit him in the air down the right field line pretty well, but not slicing well. Foul and out of play. 1-2. Blue Claws in their baby blues today with the royal blue sleeves. The crab with the sand pail on his head on the left chest and on the cap, which has a white front, beach ball colored, and a sand colored brim. High red socks for Mick Abel. Here's the 1-2. It's Anthony. He's got him on a fastball looking. Strike three. So Mick Abel strikes out 2 in the first inning, but Aberdeen takes the lead. 1 run on 1 hit. There were no errors and nobody left. We played half an inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. With the score, Aberdeen 1, the Blue Claws coming to bat. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long with new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. the Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, Blue Claws trailing Aberdeen 1-0. We go to the bottom of the first inning, and on the mound for Aberdeen is the right-hander Houston Roth. Here's the Jersey Shore lineup. It's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, local facilities, Community Medical Center in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Johan Rojas in center, Luis Garcia is in short, Ethan Wilson's in right. Batting fourth is Casey Martin, he's at second base, then Baron Radcliffe to DH. DJ Stewart's in third, batting sixth, then McCarthy Tatum, who will play first base today, is batting seventh. Hitting eighth and catching, Carl Ellison and Jared Carr will bat ninth and play ninth. Here's Johan Rojas, Tony, who had a good night yesterday, 1-for-4 with a walk, and he stole 3 of the 9 Blue Claws stolen bases last night. 9 steals. Now, you might think that that's a franchise record. You'd be wrong. April 17th, 2004, in Hickory, a 10 stolen base game for the Blue Claws. Kobe Mayo in at third to guard against the bunt. Righty against righty. First pitch, fastball, popped up right center. Right fielder camps underneath it. Billy Cook, who makes the catch. And that's one away. Billy Cook was not in the original Aberdeen lineup that was transmitted to the media and coaching staffs in either of the first 2 days, and he started both games. He's in there today. In right field. So Rojas flies on the first pitch he sees. Here's Luis Garcia, who's 1-for-4 after last night. 2 runs scored, and he had a stolen base as well. Switch hitter batting from the left. Now the wind blowing out towards right field today, that should help the left-handed hitters, Garcia being one. And the first pitch is high, 1 ball and no strikes. Ethan Wilson, who bats third, Baron Radcliffe, who bats fifth. And then Jared Carr, the 9-hitter, will bat left for Jersey Shore. 1-0 from Roth out of Ole Miss. A fastball in there, a strike. And the count is 1-1. We checked on the radar gun, and they say it's off about 1 or 2, which is 50% better than 50 to 100% better than last year. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball popped up, foul behind the plate, out of play. And the count is 1-2 on Luis Garcia. 1-0 Aberdeen, bottom of the first. Luis was an 18-year-old Blue Claw in 2019. Played for 2 weeks here at the end of last year. Now back, this is his first time starting a season in high A. And he fouls one off down the left field line. It's 1 ball, 2 strikes. So Houston Roth, he's from Oxford, which is where Ole Miss is. He stayed home. Went 8-4 last year with a 4.5 ERA in 23 games with Delmarva in the Carolina League. 23 games, 10 starts. And here's the 1-2 pitch to Garcia. It's inside. A fastball backs him off the plate. 2-2. Last year, 77 strikeouts, 31 walks in those 81 innings for the right-hander Houston Roth. Infield back for Aberdeen. We'll give you their defensive alignment in just a moment. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball pulled on the ground. Foul off first. Colton Kowser in left. Dante Williams in center. Billy Cook in right. Kobe Mayo at third. Colin Burns at short. Cesar Prieto is the second baseman. T.T. Bowens at first. And Ramon Rodriguez behind the plate for Ironbirds manager Roberto Mercado. 2-2, the count on Garcia. And the pitch on the way is a changeup down and outside. And the count full at 3-2. Keith Werman coaching at third for Jersey Shore. In his second game as Blue Claws manager. And the first base coach is Pat Lestesh, the 1992 American League Rookie of the Year in his first year with the Phillies, as is Werman. That one tipped foul at home plate. And the count is still 3-2. So two of the four Blue Claws coaches are in their first year with the Phillies. Keith Werman, the manager, Pat Lestesh, the first base coach slash bench coach. Brad Bergeson has been in the Philly system for several years. In fact, he was here with the Blue Claws in 2018 with Marty Malloy. When Marty was the manager here, Garcia takes strike three over the outside corner. I think he thought it was high, but he's punched out by John Tyler Shaw, and that's out number two. And then Ari Adut is the hitting coach, and Ari is in his second season. He had been a junior college coach, then came over with the Yankees briefly, and then was one of the complex league hitting coaches for the Phillies last year, and now is here with the Blue Claws. First pitch, a breaking ball. That's in there for a strike to left-handed hitting Ethan Wilson in right field today. 2-for-4 last night. 3 ribbies, 2 steals, and he scored 3 times. So couldn't start the season too much better than he did. And he had what would have been the game-winning hit yesterday. And he loops this one in the air, shallow left field. Didn't get all of it, but he got enough. It's over the head of Colin Burns, the shortstop who was racing out, and dunks in there for a base hit. So Ethan is now 3 out of 5 to start this season. And that'll bring up the second baseman, Casey Martin. We'll see, Tony, if the Blue Claws run as much today as they did yesterday. I have no reason to believe they won't. They stole 9 bases yesterday without being caught. It was 7 pitches. There were 2 times where they had a double steal of second and third. Wilson stole 2 of those 9 yesterday. Luis Garcia stole 3. And it's Ethan who leads off first, held on by T.T. Bowens. Not going. First pitch to Casey is outside. It's 1-0. Martin is just getting going this year, Tony. He had ankle surgery in October and said he didn't. I talked to him before the game today. He said he didn't really get into any spring training games until the last week or so. So throwing a first, not in time. So he's just kind of building up still, but feels very good, ready to go. Started to have a little problem last year in Clearwater when he went back. Remember, he began the year there, came here, and then went back. But played through the season and had the surgery in the fall. Fastball for Roth is outside of the count 2-0. Now, these two are SEC rivals. Roth, the pitcher out of Ole Miss, and Casey Martin, of course, out of the University of Arkansas. Big hole on the right side for Martin. Wilson, a good leadoff first. Not going. Pitch a strike on the outside corner with a count 2-1. Wind continues to blow out towards center and right center. It's a really nice day. Temperatures in the low 50s, but sunny skies. I think that's all you can really ask for. Right in April. Breaking ball cut on and missed. Now the count 2-2. Martin can fly. And Rojas can fly. They're the two fastest Blue Claws. And I think if you were setting up a team 60-yard dash, they would be the two favorites. Well, they have some other guys that can really run, too. And Wilson is one of them as he leads on first base. He gets a big jump. Fastball high. Throw to second on target. And he tries to go around the tag, and he gets there. Around Prieto's tag. He kind of had a stutter step start, Tony.
Yeah,
and I wonder if he looked like he had a huge jump, but I wonder if he took one extra stutter. And that was a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. But the Blue Claws are now 10 for 10 stealing bases.
That might have been one of those cases, Greg, where the extra couple inches on the base paid off.
Yeah, maybe so, for sure. Remember, the bases this year in double A, high A, and low A are 18 inches square instead of 15. And they did that because they want to encourage teams to steal more bases. And I guess the Blue Claws got the memo, at least. 3-2 to Martin. Breaking ball, cued foul. That shoots into the Jersey Shore dugout. Nice backhanded grab off the netting behind the plate by McCarthy Tatum. Some fans want him to throw the ball, but he'd have to throw it over a 32-foot-high net, which I assume he's not going to do. I hope he doesn't do it. And he doesn't. 3-2 here on Martin. But that's stolen base important, obviously not, because he can score on a single. 1-0 Aberdeen, bottom of the first. Breaking ball, high ball four. Good at bat by Martin to work his way up. So Jersey Shore now has 10 stolen bases in 10 turns at bat. And that is the most of any team in all of minor league baseball. And they've played a game in an inning. They have broken a tie with the St. Paul Saints, the Minnesota Twins AAA affiliate, who had stolen 9 bases in their first 4 games. Remember, The AAA League started on Tuesday before the lower minor leagues and before the major leagues. That's only because of the lockout. Here's Radcliffe. First pitch to him is a strike on the inside corner, a changeup. And now action already in the Aberdeen bullpen, as they have a left-hander loosening. Roth has thrown over 20 pitches as Radcliffe takes inside. Barrett, last night, he had a stolen base like everybody else. 1-for-4 with an RBI in his Blue Claws debut. That was 21 for Roth. So it's Wilson at second, Martin at first, Aberdeen up a run in the bottom of the first, and that one in the dirt, picked on the backhand by Ramon Rodriguez. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. So Roth got the first two, Wilson a single, Martin a lengthy at bat, drew the walk. Mick Abel for the Blue Claws in the second will face Prieto, Williams, and Billy Cook. And that one high and away. And the count on Radcliffe is 3-1.
Greg, speaking of speed, Roman Quinn back with the Phillies organization now. Roman was here in Lakewood when he first broke in professional baseball and has been up and down with the Phillies, but has had an injury-marred career. But the speedster who was let go by the Phillies last year, picked up by the Marlins, released by the Marlins recently, and back with the Phillies on a minor league deal.
3-1 pitch, outside, ball four. So Barron Radcliffe, who had one walk last night, has one walk today, two so far in two games. Last year in Clearwater, 86 games, he drew 70 walks. So you don't do that unless you have a very good eye. And that will load up the bases for DJ Stewart. And that'll bring out the Aberdeen pitching coach, Forrest Herman, to talk to Roth, who has put the last three on after retiring the first two. And DJ Stewart will bat here for Jersey Shore with the bases loaded in the bottom half of inning number one. So we'll see here what DJ can come up with. He had two RBIs last night, went 1-for-3, and had a sacrifice fly as well.
Well, we know DJ has at least one professional grand slam. We've told the story about last year at Clearwater, where he had a walk-off grand slam in the 11th inning. And shortly thereafter, after recovering from an injury, then wound up here in Lakewood for the balance of the season. So the sacks are loaded for him here as he steps in from the right side. Look close trail here, 1-0, 2 outs, bases loaded, bottom of the first.
Jake Prezine is the lefty warming for Aberdeen. So here's DJ Stewart. And a Let's Go DJ chant gets going. Bases loaded, 2 down. First pitch, breaking ball high and inside, 1-0. Aberdeen got a run on the top of the first on a sack fly from Kobe Mayo. They lead it 1-0. But the Blue Claws had the bases loaded and a pitcher on the ropes here in Houston Roth, who's walked the last two. Now he's fallen behind Stewart with the bases loaded. 1-0, 0 strikes. Here's the pitch. And he drives one of the arrow line into center. Dante Williams started back, comes in and dives, makes the catch, and that retires the side. Not an easy play at all for Dante Williams. A line drive hit right to the toughest to judge for a center fielder. And he comes in to make a diving grab and take a base hit away from Stewart. Well, all you can do is hit it hard, and he certainly did. But he lines out, and the Blue Claws leave him loaded in the first. No runs, 1 hit, 3 left. We have played 1, go to the second. Aberdeen 1, Jersey Shore nothing on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
It's the year of RVing, and the adventures start at Camping World, America's number one RV dealer. Explore the nation's largest selection of RVs with over 80,000 new and used models to choose from, starting at less than $5 per day. And gear up with the latest and greatest in RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready no matter where the road takes you. Visit your local Camping World in Lakewood today or shop online at campingworld.com. See dealer for details based on 2020 statistical surveys. Offers expire 10/31/21.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club Home Run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood, we go to the top half of the second inning. And Tony, so much of you watch enough baseball games that a lot of times it's just about who capitalizes on their chances. Yep. Aberdeen did, Jersey Shore didn't. So it's 1-0 Ironbirds as we go to the second. Obviously, as we saw last night, a ways to go. Cesar Prieto will lead off, then Dante Williams and Billy Cook for Aberdeen here in inning number 2 against the right-hander Mick Abel, who looked good in that first inning, but did give up that leadoff double to Norby. Got a couple of strikeouts, though, but Norby able to work his way around and score on a sac fly. 15 pitches, 10 strikes in the first inning for the 20-year-old. And here's Prieto, who played his first game with the Orioles last night, fastball high. And the count is 1-0. He's a left-handed batter from Cuba who had played, as Tony said, last night, right, Tony, for the Cuban national team. And then defected and signed with the Orioles. Fly ball, foul off, third out of play. 1-1. 3-for-6 last night, including the game-winning hit in the ninth inning off Andrew Schultz. Dante Williams next. Here's the 1-1 from Abel. And a little flare out in the left field. Pretty well hit. Car drifting back. He's there. Sunglasses on in front of the track to make the grab. And there's one away. So Prieto flies out to Jared Carr, the left fielder. And that'll bring up the center fielder, Dante Williams, out of the University of Arizona.
Yeah, that didn't appear to be hit that well, but carried fairly well out to left, and Carr was able to get to it.
So here's Williams, who was a seventh-round pick out of Arizona from Las Vegas. Originally, 5'10". Man, a beautiful diving grab to end the bottom of the first as Abel misses low with a breaking ball. And the count, 1-0 and no strikes. So 1-0, and Abel's pitch is in the dirt. 2-0 and no strikes. He was on the Pac-12 all-defensive team in 2019 and 2021. We saw there just one.
Yeah.
Would have been a two-run single for DJ Stewart if not for that great play by Williams. 2-0 pitch is sliced down the left field line out of play and into the third base picnic area. The count is 2-1. Series wraps up tomorrow, 1-0-5, and then the Blue Claws will hit the road for a week. And they'll go to Brooklyn to open up the season on Coney Island. Brooklyn down in Wilmington. Fastball hit him. Came inside, and Williams is plunked, and he's holding his right wrist, and that's not good. And he goes right into the dugout. Check with the trainer, and it doesn't look like he's going to stay in the game at all. He knew exactly what happened right away. Roberto Mercado is the manager for Aberdeen, and he's going to come down and take a look, and we'll see if Dante Williams is able to stay in the game. Talking it over with the trainer, maybe he is. He's out in front of the dugout on the third base side. You hope he didn't hear a pop or a crack when it came in there. You know, you're talking about a mid-90s fastball.
Did not hear the type of sound that you're referring to, but definitely did hear an impact. And
we're
definitely.
Also, we're 150 feet away, though.
Yeah.
And they have. Well, they had somebody come out of the dugout like he was going to go to first base. But now they've called back.
He's going to stay
that
in.
Runner. That was Pavloni, and now it looks like he's going to stay in.
Good for
him.
I mean,
he ran right off the field like he knew like he thought he broke it right away, yeah. But I guess not, thankfully. I'm glad he's okay. So Williams, who's pretty fast, will go to first base with one out, and that'll bring up the right fielder, Billy Cook. Cook was not in the lineup yesterday, and he started. He was not in the lineup today, and then he started. So he's on a two-game streak where the Ironbirds had late lineup changes in which Billy Cook was inserted. Last night, he had two walks and a hit in four at-bats and six plate appearances. So a runner at first is Williams with one out, and here is Cook. Colin Burns is on deck. Blue Claws will try to turn two. And Abel out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. And a little pop-up behind the plate out of play over our heads. I hope that doesn't damage the roof. It's time to call the experts at Elegant Exteriors to find out. Call 256-NEW-ROOF for your free roof evaluation. That's 256-NEW-ROOF. Elegant Exteriors, we rip off your roof.
Not you.
Aberdeen 1, Jersey Shore nothing. Top of the second. 52 degrees, wind blowing out towards right field. Cook is a right-handed hitter. Abel high set. And here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got a fastball by him. And the count is nothing and two. That was 92 on the scoreboard gun and the gun that you see on your screen if you're watching us on MILB.TV, which they tell us is about 1 to 2 to 3 slow today. So we'll keep checking. Last year was about 3 to 4 to 5 slow. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. So Mick Abel, that's his third strikeout. Two down in the second, and that'll bring up Colin Burns, the shortstop, for his season debut. Aberdeen has a Connor, a Colton, a Kobe, and a Colin all in the lineup here today. Here's Colin Burns, a 21-year-old from Louisiana. Went to Tulane, sixth round pick in the draft last year by Baltimore. And Abel out of the stretch, the pitch, a fastball just outside to the left-handed hitter with a count 1-0. Spent most of last year with Delmarva in the Carolina League. Hit .279 in 19 games, 68 at bats, no homers, 4 steals. Dante Williams, who was hit by a pitch, leads off first. He's held on there by McCarthy Tatum. Aberdeen 1, Jersey Shore nothing, with the Birds batting in the visiting second. Abel's pitch is outside, and it's 2-0. Abel threw 15 pitches in the first inning. He said he got up to 3 innings in his last spring training start. So, 3 or 4, I guess, today. We'll see. Fastball called, strike on the outside corner. And have a count, 2-1. Obviously, a lot of that will depend on pitch count and how tiring the innings are. Blue Claws in the bottom of the second against Houston Roth will have Tatum, Ellison, and Carr, 7, 8, and 9. Jersey Shore left them loaded in the bottom half of the first. 2-1 pitch, skied to center. Rojas drifting in, easy play. Sunglasses on, makes the one-handed catch, and the inning is over. No runs, no hits, a hit. Batsman and a man left. We played an inning and a half at Shoretown Ballpark. Aberdeen 1, Jersey Shore. Nothing at BlueClaws.com, MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, Goblet Toss.
Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Bottom two at Shoretown Ballpark. Jersey Shore trailing Aberdeen 1-0. And Blue Claws will have McCarthy, Tatum, Carl Ellison, and Jared Carr coming up to face Houston Roth, who had some trouble there in the first inning but was able to get through it. He threw 25 pitches, 13 strikes, walked two, and gave up a base hit to Ethan Wilson. Got the first two guys and then loaded the bases with two out, but DJ Stewart lined out to center field. All right, Tony, so the pitch clock or the between innings clock has expired, and we're not ready here. So I don't know what the punishment is. Apparently there is none.
Apparently whatever it is not too hard.
I don't know if there were extenuating circumstances. Maybe. Well, let's see. Well, you know what? I didn't notice it, but Ramon Rodriguez, the catcher, was the on-deck batter when the inning ended. So I wonder if they were waiting for him. Now they have another catcher who's in the bullpen. What's supposed to happen is the batter is supposed to be in the batter's box with 20 seconds left and on the clock and ready with 9 seconds left. But that didn't happen there. But it wasn't McCarthy Tatum's fault because the pitcher was still going through his warm-up tosses. Maybe it's just a soft opening as far as the pitch clock rules are concerned. Here's Tatum. First pitch, fastball strike on the outside corner. And the count, nothing and one. We are underway here in the bottom of the second. Aberdeen 1, Jersey Shore nothing. Aberdeen 11-10, victors last night. And the 0-1, a breaking ball, bouncer down third. Tough play, diving stop, Mayo, fair ball behind the back from one knee, throws to first, and Tatum legs out an infield base hit. So an infield single for Tatum. Good play by Mayo, at least keeping that ball on the infield, and that prevented Tatum from getting down to second.
I'm good.
A base hit for Tatum to start his season. That was his first. So here's Carr. Lefty hitter, chops one right side, that sneaks through base. Carr last night went 0-for-4 with four strikeouts and hit by a pitch.
Down bunts. You know, I don't know if this is the spot I'll want to do it, runner at first with two outs, but you're going to see that from him during the season, I'm confident.
Breaking ball cut on and missed. The other thing, I wonder, Tony, if this would be a potential spot for Carr to steal, because if he is thrown out, then you just have Rojas leading off the third inning, which I'm sure Keith Werman would be just fine with. So we'll see.
Uh-oh.
Throw to first, close, and he dives back in. So a pitcher gets two unsuccessful pickoff attempts per inning. I'm sorry, excuse me. Per plate appearance. And that was one. Not going. Fastball outside. Now the count, one ball and one strike. Rojas is the number four prospect in the Phillies system per MLB pipeline. He signed for $10,000 in January of 2018 and is already in high A and one of the top players in this system. Pitch on the way. Fastball outside corner for a called strike. And in January of 2018, Tony, he was already 17 years old. You know, a lot of these guys sign when they're 16.
Right.
So he kind of went under the radar, signed late. And it's weird because you watch him now and you how did that happen? Runner goes, fly ball to center. Dante Williams drifting back. Wynn carries him back towards fairly deep right center, but he runs it down, and the inning is over. No runs, two hits for Jersey Shore. There were no errors, a caught stealing, and one man left on. Go to the third, and it's Aberdeen. One of the Blue Claws, nothing at BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, Tony Graham and Greg Jamboree. Tony, what have you thought from Mick Abel so far? One run through two innings, yep. Blue Claws down 1-0.
Looks capable, throws hard. 96-98 was the clocking on his fastballs out there now for the top of the third inning. Throws a nice breaking ball. And looks good. Looks good.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark.
And see what he can do here in the third. He'll face the top of the order now, which produced, well, 9-1-2, and it was the top of the order that produced a runoff in that first inning. He struck out three, has walked none. He has hit a batter and allowed one hit, the leadoff double.
First, Ramon Rodriguez, 9-1-2 for Aberdeen, and Abel, the 20-year-old right-hander, into the line, breaking ball, missing outside. Abel is 6'6", 195 pounds. Light blue jersey today with the royal blue sleeves and the crab with the sand pail on his head on Abel's left chest. Fastball outside. Have a count, 2-0. Mick with the high red socks and the three-quarter red sleeves. Wants to work reasonably quickly, and the 2-0. His line back toward the middle almost hit him, and it goes over his head. A line drive single for Ramon Rodriguez in his first at-bat of the season. That pitch came with 8 on the pitch clock, which, by the way, if you're wondering, is set to 14 seconds when there's nobody on base and 18 seconds when there's somebody on base.
And last night's game still went 3 hours and 54 minutes.
Well, I don't know if you looked.
Yeah, you were
Sally League, yeah.
Looking at the Sally League from last night.
Like there were four of the, there were 6 games. One was rained out, but
there were no quickies.
Yeah, there were 6 games. Breaking ball low, 1-0. 6 games. Every one was at 4 of the 6 were at least 3:30. And 3:54 was actually only the second longest game. Down in Greensboro was 3:59, but having seen a number of games in Greensboro, that does not surprise. That is in there for a called strike in the count, 1-1.
That was a nice hook there at 81 miles an hour.
So remember when that place was a bandbox when it was low A,
mm-hmm.
And now it's high A. You know, one of the things that I think we all underestimated last year, because this was always a big pitcher's park, and I think it still is. Here's the 1-1, and that's an off-speed pitch that dives low, and I have a count 2-1, was how much smaller it would play as a high A park.
Mm-hmm.
Hitters are a year older, year and a half older on average maybe, and you know that much stronger. Now, you could say, well, you had Jaylene Ortiz here, who just mashed homers for 3 months. And then Logan O'Hoppe had a bunch. But it wasn't just them. Fastball, strike at the knees, and the count 2-2. And if you look back at a lot of the parks, Asheville, Greensboro, Bowling Green, Hickory, just in this league, that were low A and moved up to high A, you saw a lot of the same increases in home runs. 2-2. And that one pounced foul by Connor Norby off to the left of the count, still 2-2. Norby doubled in the first inning and came around to score on the sack fly by Kobe Mayo. That's the only run of the game. Norby went to East Carolina.
Yeah, you would think with the slightly advanced age, the maturity of the hitters, it would make a difference. Conversely, you know, the pitchers are a year or two older as well.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider. Got him strike three. Four strikeouts for Mick Abel. All three swinging, one looking. And there's one down. He gets Norby here. Here's Colton Kowser. Kowser was the fifth overall pick in the draft last year. The number two hitter for Aberdeen. Kowser, 3-for-5, 3 runs scored last night. Had a single, a double, and a triple. Abel looks back at the runner at first. That's the catcher, Ramon Rodriguez, held on by Tatum. Kowser shows bunt with Stewart playing back at third. Pitch misses inside of the count, 1-0. Tony, Sam Houston State is where Kowser went. The Bearcats with a K. Stewart came in, backs up. Pitch is low, a changeup and outside to the lefty of the count. 2 balls and no strikes.
Weren't they the FCS champions?
Yeah, they beat 2 years ago. They beat Monmouth.
They beat Monmouth in the first game.
The spring season,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the spring season, and went on to win it.
Cows from the top five among Orioles prospects per MLB Pipeline. 22 years old, 6'3". Left-handed batter, born in Houston. Drives this one the other way in the left field. Hit well. Going back on it, Carr gets turned around. It's over his head, and it one-hops off the left center field wall. Heading to third base, Rodriguez. He'll stop there. Kowser's in the second with his second double of the young season, and the Ironbirds have runners at second and third with one out.
Yeah, Carr had a little trouble with that ball. It landed behind him on the warning track. And as you described, Greg, it turned him around. And considering everything, they did well to hold Rodriguez, albeit he is a catcher, to a third, but now
Carr played it well. He was able to barehand it off the wall. But, you know, it's tough today. Sun's out. The wind is strong. And those balls that get hit right at you or right over your head are very tough to judge, especially in the wind. Plus, that ball kind of had that little side spin coming off the left-handed bat. Infield is back. With runners at second and third, here's Matt strike on the outside corner. And the count, nothing and one.
Yeah, Abel's not afraid to throw an assortment of breaking stuff.
Mayo was a fourth-round high school draftee in 2020 from Stoneman Douglas in Parkland, Florida. Takes a strike. Now action to the Blue Claws bullpen. So that leads you to believe that this will be the last inning here for Mick Abel today. He's up to 43 pitches now, and one of the Blue Claws lefties is beginning to get going down there in the pen. 0-2 on Mayo, who homered yesterday, and that one is outside and low. The count is 1-2. So 4 strikeouts for Abel. No walks. He's allowed 3 hits, 1 run. He's got second and third here. The Kowser at second and Rodriguez at third. And Aberdeen leading it 1-0 in the third. Mick out of the stretch. The pitch is a fastball. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. And Mayo is down, looking 2 down. So 5 strikeouts for Mick Abel. And now he's got to get a tough right-handed batter in T.T. Bowens, who Abel got looking to end the first inning. Bowens had 4 hits, 2 doubles, and a homer last night. I think that's Ethan. I think that's Ethan Lindau. Yeah, number 20. It's either him or Jordani Mesquita. Mesquita's 11. Lindau's 20. Tough to see. Exactly. Fastball, broken bat, little flare, shallow center. Tough play. That's going to drop in for a base hit. Two will score. Rodriguez and Kowser. Rojas can only toss it into second. It's a bloop two-run single for T.T. Bowens, and Aberdeen has a 3-0 lead.
Now T.T. Bowens, with four hits last night, two doubles and a home run, continues to rake here. He didn't exactly scald that one, though. He blooped it in the center field and plates two more runs. 3-0 now Aberdeen.
That not hit that hard, no. But that's baseball.
Yep.
And here is Cesar Prieto. Flew out to left field his first time. Did Prieto. And the pitch on the way hit high in the air to center. Not that deep. In comes Rojas, says, I got it, with his sunglasses on. Makes the catch and the inning is over. So a fly out to center into the inning, but Aberdeen plays two more. They do it on three hits. There were no errors and a man left. T.T. Bowens, a two-run single. It's Aberdeen 3, Jersey Shore nothing. Bottom three coming up on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
It's the year of RVing, and the adventures start at Camping World, America's number one RV dealer. Explore the nation's largest selection of RVs with over 80,000 new and used models to choose from, starting at less than $5 per day. And gear up with the latest and greatest in RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready no matter where the road takes you. Visit your local Camping World in Lakewood today or shop online at campingworld.com. See dealer for details. Based on 2020 statistical surveys, offers expire 10/31/21.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive four free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bottom of the third, Blue Claws coming to bat, trailing 3-0 here at Shoretown Ballpark. Elliott Exteriors is a GAF Master Elite and Owens Corning preferred contractor. They carry an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, offer financing, and accept all major credit cards. Believe it or not, most homes can have a new roof in just one day. So call Elliott Exteriors today for a free roof evaluation at 256-NEW-ROOF. That's 256-NEW-ROOF. New roofs and new ceilings, Tony. I don't know if you know, Ethan Wilson scared the you-know-what out of everybody in the ballpark yesterday. It turns out it was about 2 o'clock, and the fire alarm goes off.
Okay.
And we don't know what happened. Well, what happened was, here's Garcia. He takes a fastball on the outside corner for a called strike, and the count is nothing and one. It was about 2:30 or so. Because we were getting ready for our staff meeting at 3, and this is a little bit before that. Garcia bounces one right back to the mound where Houston Roth fields and throws Luis out. One away. Aberdeen 3 runs, 4 hits. Blue Claws no runs on 3 hits. So 1-3 put out and one away. So here's Wilson, the culprit. So we did a little investigating, talked to a few witnesses, Casey Martin. And what happened was they had these targets on the corners of the batting cage. Now, I don't know why. I don't know why you can't just point and, you know, hit it there or, you know, pull it to right center. I don't know why you need a target. Here's Ethan Wilson, and there's a breaking ball in there for a called strike. Well, Wilson, because he's a good hitter, hit the target. Mm-hmm. And the ball not only hit the target, it went through the netting right into a pipe. Mm. So the pipe, of course, burst. The fire suppression system activated. The fire alarm is going off all over the stadium. Fastball high and outside of the count. is 1-1 on Wilson, who's 3-for-5 so far to start the season, including a base hit in the first inning today. And there's water flying down from everywhere. The ceiling's in trouble. The situation down in the batting cage, which was closed today.
Time to call Elegant Exteriors.
Well, that would be an interior, Elegant Interiors. Yeah. So the Blue Claws batting cage is unavailable because of Ethan Wilson here for a couple of days. 1-2 pitch, fastball on the outside corner. Got him looking. Strike three. All because he hit the target during indoor BP. Here's Casey Martin, who has one of the two walk-up songs that I've ever heard on this year's roster. And I think Wilson has the other one. Oh, actually, no. Andrew Schultz has Sultans of Swing by Dire Straits. Martin has Shot Through the Heart by Bon Jovi. And he takes a strike. And Wilson has one that I've heard of, too. But I forgot what it was. I don't have the list in front of me. Oh, and one on Martin. And the pitch is hit high in the air, not deep down the left field line. Coming on the left fielder, Kowser, in foul ground behind the Birds bullpen. And he makes the grab. And that retires the sign. So a very rare 1-2-3 inning for this series as the Blue Claws go in order. We have played three innings, and it's Jersey Shore trailing Aberdeen 3-0 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations. The best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Aberdeen 3, Jersey Shore nothing. We head into the top of the fourth, and to take you the next two, here's Tony.
All right, Greg, thank you very much. Ethan Linda, the Locust Grove, Georgia lefty, is on for the Blue Claws as Mick Abel's day is done. And he is charged with three runs. Is Abel, he gave up three hits. He struck out five, walked none, and hit a batter. And the stadium radar gun, in talking to Warren with the Hawkeye system, has sort of petered out the last couple of innings, Greg. It was accurate, fairly accurate, the first inning, less the most recent two innings has sort of run out of gas a little bit. The stadium radar gun, however,
like it's
the Hawkeye gun.
It's in spring training form, is that what you're saying?
Must be. Must be, but he said that for the most part, Abel sat at 95, 96 with his fastball and got up to 98 a couple of times as well. So here is Linda to face Dante Williams as we go to the top of the fourth inning. Aberdeen leads 3-0. It's 6, 7, and 8 for the Iron Birds, and the count is 1-0 on Williams. Had a bit of a scare last at bat, takes high and away, ball two, 2-0, as he was hit on the wrist by an Abel fastball and initially appeared to be seriously hurt as he ran towards the dugout, but has stayed in the ballgame. The 2-0 pitch, it's 2-1. So Lindo is here last year after starting the year at Reading, 0-2, a 6.11 ERA. Finished up here, 3-6, a 3.21 ERA in 12 games with Jersey Shore. And he winds, deals 2-1, swinging a high fly ball towards Rojas in center, back a strider 2, reaches up, puts it away, and that's one gone here in the top of inning 4. Lindau is actually in his third stint here in Lakewood, spent 2019 with the low A Blue Claws, and was very impressive, 5-2, a 2.66 ERA in 23 games, and was promoted to then high A Clearwater for the final three starts of the season. He won the Paul Owens Award for the best pitcher in the Phillies minor league system in 2019. He committed to UAB before signing with the Phillies. Here's a big swing and a miss by Cook, and it's no balls and one strike to the Aberdeen right fielder.
So, Tony, you talked about this yesterday. We moved booths this year,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it a lot tougher to see.
Swinging a hard line drive, spear to third. That's two gone.
The pitcher's warming up because of the netting. We're at a much different angle. But there is a pitcher warming up in the bullpen for the Blue Claws. I think it's Abel, who must be just finished getting some extra pitches in to finish out his day. I don't know why they would get, unless Linda only can pitch one inning. That seems odd that they would bring him in if that were the case in the fourth here. So I'm pretty sure that's Abel.
And this is Burns,
left-hand
hitter at the plate.
And they said it is, Mick.
Ground ball toward the middle, flagged behind the back by the Jersey Shore shortstop, and Garcia makes the play for the final out. So a nice inning by Ethan Lindau. A quick three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Aberdeen 3 and Jersey Shore nothing on MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the three programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long, the new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore.
Ready to go, bottom of the fourth inning. Blue Claws down 3-0. We'll send a 5, 6, and 7 against the right-hander Houston Roth, the 6'3 product of Oxford, Mississippi, and Ole Miss. Has held the Blue Claws to 3 hits. He got out of a bases loaded situation in the second. He will face 5, 6, and 7 in the Jersey Shore order, beginning with the Baron. Baron Radcliffe, the DH, to lead it off. He'll be followed by DJ Stewart and McCarthy Tatum here in the bottom of the fourth. Bright sunny day here at Shoretown Ballpark. Temperature at game time in the low to mid-50s. So hits and runs were somewhat commonplace last night. Not so much today thus far. Aberdeen with the 3-0 lead. Here's Radcliffe, big left-hand batter. And the pitch to him is popped high in the air in the shallow right center. Center fielder coming on. That's Williams. He reaches up, makes the play, and that's one down. One pitch, one swing, and one gone for the Blue Claws here in inning number 4. DJ Stewart is the hitter. He lined out to center with the bases loaded to end the bottom of the first inning. Umpires on another threat in the second went by the boards. So DJ 0 for 1. The pitch to the St. Louis native is inside for a ball. It's 1-0 on DJ Stewart. A 39th round pick by the Phillies back when they had all those rounds back in 2017. Pitch to him is on the knees, and it's one ball and one strike. 3-4-0 for Aberdeen, 0-3-0 for the Blue Claws here in the bottom of the fourth. The big right-hander deals, and here's a well-hit ball. Left field, Kowser going back. Could it be? It is! Home run, DJ Stewart. His first of the season, and the Blue Claws on the board with the club's first home run of the season as well, and it's a 3-1 Aberdeen lead. Got that up into the wind, a bit against the wind, and it carried right on out of here over the chain link fence, and a fan caught it on the berm. And DJ gets the welcome into the dugout and sets things up for McCarthy Tatum. The pitch to Tatum is swung on, fisted foul off to the right. And the count is 0-1 on Tatum.
Well, Tony, if you were going to take bets on who would have hit the first Blue Claws home run this year, he would have been on the short list.
He would be a nominee. That's low for a ball.
So something very cool, Tony, right there, because as you may know, the Blue Claws partner with Ocean First Foundation, and now the trainer for Aberdeen is going to go take a look at the catcher, Ramon Rodriguez. So the Blue Claws partner with Ocean First Foundation, and every time the Blue Claws hit a home run here at Shoretown Ballpark, Ocean First Foundation donates to a military-based nonprofit organization. And this will be this is the 14th year of the program, and coming into this year, they were at $499,000 donated. So that home run by DJ Stewart brings the program total to $500,000.
Wow.
Very cool. And congratulations and thank you to Ocean First Foundation for their tremendous support of military-based nonprofits here at the Jersey Shore. So this home run, because it's the fourth inning, benefits Chariot Riders and the Lieutenant Dennis W. Zielinski II Memorial Fund. So for every home run hit by the Blue Claws here this year, they will donate, and each inning corresponds to a different charity or two.
A rocket foul by Tatum.
And the fourth inning happens to be for, in this case, for the Chariot Riders and the Dennis W. Zielinski II Memorial Fund. They actually had the draft. A big draft here before the game yesterday in the conference room down the hall.
Breaking ball popped up, foul right side. First baseman giving it a look, but it will reach the first row of seats beyond the dugout. And the count on McCarthy Tatum holds it 1-2. For DJ Stewart, his 16th professional home run. And a lot of the power has come in the last couple of seasons. After being drafted in 2017, hit one home run. There's another bouncing foul by Tatum in the Gulf Coast Rookie League in 2017, then none in 36 games in that same league in 18, then in 2019 with Williamsport in short season A ball, 39 games, no home runs, and then suddenly found the stroke out of the yard last year. Next one to Tatum. Check swing. He went, says plate umpire John Tyler Shaw. And that's two away. So, by the way, that is the fourth strikeout for Roth. And last year, between Clearwater and here, he hit 14. He hit 11 here at Jersey Shore after beginning the season with three down in Clearwater and has his first of this season. Two outs, nobody on. Here is Carl Ellison, the 26-year-old out of the Frontier League, who struck out his first at bat, takes a fastball that cuts across the outside corner. It's nothing and one. 3-1 Aberdeen, two outs, nobody on, bottom half of the fourth inning. And the pitch to him, swinging the chopper left side, charged by the third baseman. A big hop for him now, and Mayo throws high, but tag applied, and that's the final out. Blue Claws are on the board, however, on DJ's home run. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left. We go to the top of the fifth. It's Aberdeen 3 and Jersey Shore 1 on MILV.TV and BlueClaws.com.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
It's the year of RVing, and the adventures start at Camping World, America's number one RV dealer. Explore the nation's largest selection of RVs with over 80,000 new and used models to choose from, starting at less than $5 per day. And gear up with the latest and greatest in RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready no matter where the road takes you. Visit your local Camping World in Lakewood today or shop online at campingworld.com. See dealer for details based on 2020 statistical surveys. Offers expire 10/31/21.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Klaustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. We go to the top of the fifth inning here at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, New Jersey. 4-1, Aberdeen leads. The Ironbirds, the Sammy League affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Blue Claws, of course, Sammy League affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies. Ethan Lindau threw a quick 1-2-3 fourth inning in relief of Nick Abel. Abel, the top-ranked Phillies prospect, went three innings, allowed three hits, three runs. He struck out 5, walked none, and hit a batter. It'll be 9-1-2 to face Lindau here in the fifth, starting with the catcher, Ramon Rodriguez, a right-hand hitter against the southpaw, and the pitch to the plate is high and away for a ball. It's 1-0. Lindau, who works quickly even without the pitch clock, deals, and here's a swing and a line drive. Center field, Rojas on the gallop, closes ground and makes the play, one down. That ball hung up, and that's all Rojas needed to track it down for the first out here in the top of the fifth. Brings up Connor Norby, the designated hitter. Norby greeted Abel with a double to begin the ballgame, a double to deep right center, and he scored on a sacrifice fly. That was back in the first inning. And the pitch to the plate is low and in for a ball. It's 1-0. He is 1-for-2 today and had one hit, a double in that 19-hit assault by Aberdeen last night. And Lindau winds and deals inside. And the count is 2-0. Ethan Lindau rubs up the baseball. Brings the glove to the face, kicks, and delivers. And it's across, knee high on the outside edge. And the count is 2-1. Lindau 6'3", 180. The Georgian pitch is high, and it's 3-1. Lindau has been roughed up by the long ball. He gave up 16 last year at the two levels. Swing and a miss, and it's 3-2 at Reading and then here. Overall has been tagged for 24 in his career since 2017. The pitch to the plate is dribbled foul at the dish, and the count holds at 3-2. But he has a strikeout ratio of 298 to 75 walks in his 293 innings coming into this season in professional baseball. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive. That's a base hit in the left field past DJ Stewart and fielded by Carr. And Norby has his second hit of the day and the fifth hit for Aberdeen. Brings up Colton Cowser, the number four prospect in the Orioles system, coming off a three-hit game last night. He had the big hit in the two-run third inning for Aberdeen, which owns a 3-1 lead at the moment. And a double. And the pitch to him is sent foul back to our left. And the count is 0-1. This is a lefty-on-lefty matchup. Colton Cowser swishing the bat at the plate. Lindau holding Norby at first. Looks over there. And delivers. Spiking ball just missed. And the count is 1-1. So it's 3-5-0 for Aberdeen. 1-4-0 for Jersey Shore. DJ Stewart got the Blue Claws on the board in the bottom of the fourth with the team's first home run of the 2022 season. The stretch and the pitch, swing and a bouncing foul, first base side. DJ's playing third today. Luis Garcia at short, Casey Martin at second, and MacArthur Tatum is your first baseman. Carr is in left, Johan Rojas in center, and Ethan Wilson in right. Carl Ellison making his professional affiliated debut behind the plate today for the Blue Claws. Here's a quick throw to first, not in time. Diving back in safely is Norby. Count is 1-2 on the left hand batting Colton Cowser. Lindau set to go. Long looking for the sign. Time clock has run out. Here's the stretch. And the pitch on the outside corner. Strike three called. Cowser unhappy with
that. He didn't like that one. I thought it was outside, too, from up here at least.
That's the first strikeout now for Lindau. Two gone. Brings up Colby Mayo. Mayo got Aberdeen rolling last night with a home run in the first inning off Jersey Shore starter Ben Brown. Today hit a sacrifice fly in the first, struck out in the third, all against the starter Mick Abel. And Lindau comes set, and the pitch to Mayo is in there for a strike, and it's nothing in one. Aberdeen will be here again tomorrow, 1:05 start. A couple of right-handers, 22-year-old Christian McGowan will be on for the Blue Claws, and Justin Armbruster for Aberdeen. There's a fastball down the pike, a strike, and it's nothing in two on Mayo. 3-1 Aberdeen leads. Wind blowing out now to left and center has been generally blowing out all day. Sometimes more to right and right center. Right now, a little bit more to left. The stretch, the 0-2 pitch, swinging a line drive down the right field line. Foul scatters the Blue Claws bullpen as that ball was whacked but out of play, and the count holds No balls and two strikes on Colby Mayo. Greg noted earlier they have a Colin in the lineup, a Connor, a Colton, and a Kobe. If your name doesn't begin with a C, you weren't allowed to play. There's a stretch, the look at first. 2 outs, top of the fifth, the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. He struck him out. Beautiful pitch by Lindau, and that retires this side. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left. Blue Claws batting bottom five. It's 3-1 Aberdeen on MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's donated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore.
Bottom of the fifth, new arm on the hill for Aberdeen. This is Jensen Elliott. He's 6'6", 230-pound, Coppell, Texas. Orioles' 19th round pick in 2019. 558th player selected in the draft from Oklahoma State. And he will face 9-1-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Right-hand pitcher throws to left-hand batting Jared Carr, and it's low for a ball. It's 1-0. Everything out of the stretch from the big right-hander, and that's low. It's 2 balls and no strikes. 2019 for the GCL rookie Orioles. No record, a couple of holds. 1.40 ERA. That one misses, ball three. Last year played at three levels. Rookie league, well, twice in the rookie league, and then finished up at Low A Delmarva. 3-0 pitch to Carr is across for a strike. At Delmarva, 39 games, 4-1 record, 4.37 ERA, 45 and a third innings. Struck out 34 and walked 9. 3-1 pitch is ball 4. And the number 9 hitter, Carr, draws a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fifth.
Did you give the line on Roth?
I did not.
Oh, you want that?
I do.
So Houston Roth, he'll get a no decision. 4 innings, 4 hits, 1 run. Walk 2 struck. It wasn't. Walk 2 struck out 4. And, you know, he had that one stretch in the first inning where 3 in a row got on. The loaded bases got out of that. And other than that, he was very good. Save one bad pitch that DJ Stewart got out of here. But, I mean, you know, Stewart, he got it out. by a couple of feet with the wind blowing out. You know, it happens.
And Connor, Johan Rojas lays it down the bunt toward third. Third baseman charging, transfers, and no throw anywhere. Everybody's safe. But we're talking about Rojas with that great speed, maybe laying one down. This was the perfect setup to do it, and being the top of the order. And he pushed it down the third base line, and the third baseman had no shot whatsoever. He did come in and try to make a play, but probably wisely held onto the ball. And the Blue Claws have runners at first and second now. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. To bring up the left-handed, rather the switch hitting Luis Garcia. The stretch by Jensen Elliott, and he shows butt and takes low for a ball. It's 1-0 on Garcia. Blue Claws with a golden opportunity now to get back into the ballgame and trail at 3-1. 3-5-0 for Aberdeen, 1-5-1 for Jersey Shore. The stretch, the look back, and the pitch. Fastball wide, and it's 2-0. Jensen, as we said last year, with Delmarva, low A, 4-1, a 4.37 ERA. Hides the ball behind his right hip. Glove on the left knee. Comes set at the letters. And the delivery is in there for a strike. Garcia taking all the way. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike on Luis Garcia. Runners take their leads. Carr at second. Good runner. Rojas, who can fly at first. Bouncing foul down the first base line. And the count is even at 2-2. Runners again edge out. 2-1, nobody out. Bottom five, Blue Claws down 3-1. The stretch. And the 2-2 to Garcia. Outside fastball. And the count is 3-2.
Blue Claws have this inning right where they want it.
They do.
They have 2 on, nobody out. Garcia, Wilson, Martin, Radcliffe down.
3-2. Runners not going. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Garcia strikes out. Now, big strikeout for Jensen Elliott here against the number two hitter in the Blue Claws order. And now faces the big left-handed bat of Ethan Wilson.
Here's Ethan Wilson. Ain't no mountain high enough. That's the third, three of the of the 30 walk-up songs I've ever heard before.
What is it now?
Ain't no mountain high enough.
And the pitch is bounced foul at the plate, and it's nothing in one. Wilson certainly has pop. Coming off last night, 2 hits, 2 steals, drove in 3 runs. Number 9 prospect in the Philly system for the MLB pipeline. Sun Belt Conference Player of the Year as a freshman at South Alabama a couple of years back. Second round pick of the Phillies last year. Swing and a miss. Off speed for them. And the count now is 0-2. Carr. Jared Carr led off this inning with a walk. Johan Rojas bunted for a base hit. Luis Garcia struck out. The stretch, the 0-2, swing foul off to the left and out of play, and the count holds at no balls and 2 strikes. Again, Jensen Elliott, the Aberdeen right-hander, comes set at the letters and delivers in the dirt wide. And the count to Wilson is 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elliott gets the baseball, stands to the right of the rubber, sets in pitching position. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Ethan Wilson. Runners at first and second, 1 out, bottom 5. The stretch. The 1-2 pitch, swinging a bounding ball to second. Fielded there, they flip to short one. The relay to first is not in time. Inning stays alive, Wilson beats it out. Force out at second, and Carr goes to third. Brings up the cleanup batter, Casey Martin. Casey so far today has walked and flied to left. He had two hits last night. Now for Blue Claws, we're going to jump back into this ball game, and they're not really out of it by any means. Just had the makings of an inning to do it. 2-1, nobody out to the top of the order. Or 2-3-4 anyway. And here is number four in the order, Casey Martin. Carr at third, Wilson at first, two down. The pitch. Casey takes way wide for a ball. Backhanded by Rodriguez, and it's one ball and no strikes. Casey stands back in, waggles the bat, and cocks it over the right shoulder. The stretch by the right-hander. 1-0. Fastball outside. It's two balls and no strikes. If Martin can prolong the inning, Baron Radcliffe is taking a couple of healthy cuts in the on-deck circle. Ventanoia appears back at first. The pitch to the plate. Outside. Ball 3. 3-0. Green light here, Greg?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no. We shall see. Three balls, no strikes. Runners at the corners, two down, bottom five. 3-1 Aberdeen. The pitch takes a strike knee high, and it's 3-1.
I mean,
it was probably a good pitcher's pitch there.
Yeah, swing.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not. It's just something where if you get one right in the middle, go for it. If not, just let it go.
3-1 pitch, swinging a high fly ball in the right center field. The center fielder over there spreads the wings, reaches up, plucks it out of the air, and the side is retired as Williams makes the play. So the Blue Claws threaten, no runs, a hit, no errors. They leave a couple. We go to the sixth. Greg Giambarisi rejoins you with Aberdeen out in front, 3-1 on MILB.TV and BlueClaws.com.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark, we head into the top half of the sixth. Jersey Shore, he said, you know, that they were in a pretty good spot there in the bottom of the fifth inning. They had two on, nobody out, 2-3-4 coming up, and a strikeout, a ground out, and a flyout ended the inning.
Yeah, nothing happened. Yeah, it's a bit deflating. Now Ethan Lindo's pitched two really good innings, Greg, on for his third now, top six.
And the leadoff batter is T.T. Bowens, and he takes high. Bowens a two-run single off Mick Abel in the third. Wouldn't say he scalded it.
Nope.
I think he might have broken his bat. A little flare to center. A tough break for Mick because it would have been three innings, one run, which looks a lot better than three innings, three runs. I think overall you have to be very happy with Abel's outing. He struck out five. He didn't walk a batter. He was in the mid-90s. 2-0 pitch to Bowens. A changeup in there for a called strike.
Lehigh Valley out in front today. And their game 4-0 at home against Columbus.
That's first of two there. Fouled off to the right by Bowens, who played for the Blue Devils of Central Connecticut State. Signed as an undrafted free agent with the Orioles last year. He's, by the way, he's 5-for-7 with two doubles, a home run, and three RBIs in the first two games of the season. Lindau, the lefty, the 2-2 is high, ball three.
Greg Ricardo Sanchez, Mark Appel, still looking to maybe make a comeback. Is in there for Lehigh Valley, was in there. Now Jeff Singer, a former Blue Claw, is on for Lehigh Valley.
And that one is outside. So Lindau, normally guy with pretty good control, walks the leadoff batter here. So a runner aboard at first with nobody out in the sixth inning. It's Aberdeen 3, Jersey Shore 1. The Iron Pigs were rained out last night, so they're playing a doubleheader today.
Greg, our old pal Derek Hall, a three-run home run. Buffalo's all-time franchise home run leader with 27 a couple of years back.
And that one is a single season, Mark.
Yeah, right.
And that one is inside of the count, 1-0 to Cesar Prieto. Jim Murphy, the all-time leader.
Career-wise, yeah, with
36. Jaylen Ortiz, I want to say, is like 32, 33. He would have got there, but he got promoted. Well-deserved. Fastball low.
Yeah.
The count is 2-0 on Cesar Prieto. 3-for-8 so far, 0-for-2 today. Somerset leads Adam Leverett in Reading, 2-0, top of the second in Reading. Somerset, the Yankees affiliate, won the opening game of their series with the Fighting Phils yesterday. And Clearwater will have Andrew Painter on the mound at 6:30 tonight against Fort Myers. 2-0 on Prieto. And the pitch from Lindau is in there for a called strike. So it could set up, Tony. Now, obviously, a lot can alter this one bad rain day. But at least the beginning of the year looks like you're going to have Abel and Painter, their last two first-round picks, pitch on Saturdays, which would be pretty cool. Two balls, one strike on Prieto. Breaking ball down and away. And the count is 3-1.
Phillies, of course, are hoping that both those young right-handers will make their way towards the big leagues and maybe be at the top of the rotation or near the top of the rotation someday in the hopefully not too distant future. Of course, a lot can happen, but that's the hope, and they both certainly have abilities.
Lindau steps back, throws to first, not in time.
And the Phillies were tinkering with deals at the trade deadline last year. The names of Abel and Painter came up quite a bit, and teams wanting them.
Well, Painter just got drafted.
Yeah,
10 minutes ago.
Not Painter, but definitely teams were asking for Abel.
3-1, bouncer foul, first base side. And that skips down the right field line of the count, 3-2 on Prieto. Aberdeen 3, Jersey Shore 1, top of the sixth. Yeah, no, for sure. You know, right now, those two are, you know, part of the strength of the Phillies farm system. Big, young arms. Still a ways to go for them, obviously. Still an A-ball. And the 3-2 runner not going high. Bounce to first. Tatum grabs, looks at second, but no play. Wisely just steps on the bag for the out. Smart play not to force a throw down there. I don't think they were going to get Bowens. So fielder's choice. Or excuse me, a 3 unassisted ground out by Prieto. And on the ground out, Bowens goes down to second. So he's there with one out, and Dante Williams, the center fielder, is coming to the plate.
Phillies have hit some more home runs today. Bottom of the sixth against Oakland, up 4-0. Nick Castellanos is first as a Phil. 2-run shot off Cole Irvin in the first inning. Reese Hoskins and Gene Segura have homered in the ballgame as well for Kyle Gibson, who has thrown a two-hitter over six innings.
They are going to hit a lot of homers. It'll be a lot of fun this summer. Here's Dante Williams. Yeah,
still got a pitch. And play a little defense.
Breaking ball outside. have a count 1-0. So yeah, I mean, obviously they're counting on being able to just slug their way through some of their problems, which is not easy to do, but it's not impossible. 1-0 on Dante Williams. And a little liner towards short, leaping up Garcia to make the catch. Two away, back to second base goes Bowens. Great play by Luis Garcia, timed that perfectly. And there are two men down. Billy Cook, the batter.
And that's a highlight reel grab there by Garcia, no doubt. So, Greg, but teams have did a lot of home runs. I was looking something up the other day. I'll start this story with two outs, so no doubt it has no chance of being completed. Yeah,
that's the first rule, Tony.
I broke that, really. We'll wait till the next inning. What the heck?
Strike one to Cook.
I mean, you can obviously slug your way into a pennant race, division race, and now with the added teams in the playoffs, I think it would be a major disappointment that the Phillies did not at least reach the playoffs this year and that decade-long drought.
The expanded playoff.
You're right, exactly.
Oh, and one on Cook. And that is a strike on the outside corner. Remember, the first, if you win the division, you can get a bye, which is big. And if you win the division, you can also, if you don't get a bye, you can get a home series. The first round would be a 2-out-of-3 series, but all in the division winner's park. No balls, two strikes on Billy Cook. And Lindau sent. Here's the pitch. And a changeup has popped up behind the plate. Coming back on it is Carl Ellison, but it'll get out of play and land on the steps between sections 107 and 8. 0-2. What was the story you were going to start?
Well, I will start it. There you go. 1973. I looked this up because Davey Johnson, one year, former Mets manager, former big league infielder, hit 43 home runs for the Atlanta Braves. That year, Henry Aaron hit 40 home runs. Darrell Evans hit 41 home runs. And Davey Johnson, of all people, hit 43 home runs. The Braves hit 201 home runs that year. Where did they finish? Fifth in the six-team division. They went 76-85. Well out of the race. Three guys with 40 or more home runs on the same team, and they finished fifth. So you got to do some other things.
0-2, and that is just outside. Good pitch by Lindau. 1-2 on Cook. Aberdeen 3, Jersey Shore 1 in the sixth. Only Blue Stewart in the fourth. It'll be Radcliffe, the aforementioned Stewart, and Tatum, 5, 6, and 7 against Jensen Elliott for the Blue Claws. The bottom of this inning, changeup outside from Ethan. The count even at 2-2. Mick Abel, 3 innings, 3 runs, 4 hits, struck out 5. And Lindau, in his third inning of relief, he's been very good. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike 3. 4 strikeouts for Ethan Lindau. And the side retired. No runs, no hits. 1 walk and 1 left on. We have played 5.5. It's Aberdeen 3, Jersey Shore 1. You're listening to BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it.
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
It's the year of RVing, and the adventures start at Camping World, America's number one RV dealer. Explore the nation's largest selection of RVs with over 80,000 new and used models to choose from, starting at less than $5 per day. And gear up with the latest and greatest in RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready no matter where the road takes you. Visit your local Camping World in Lakewood today or shop online at campingworld.com. See dealer for details based on 2020 statistical surveys. Offers expire 10/31/21.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Klaustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com.
Blue Claws and the Aberdeen Ironbirds opening weekend at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws down 3-1 here as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Aberdeen won the opener last night 11-10. They outhit the Blue Claws last night 19-9, but needed 3 runs in the ninth inning to come back and win the opener. Today they scored 1 in the first on a sack fly by Colby Mayo. They got 2 in the third on a 2-run single by T.T. Bowens. And the Blue Claws got 1 in the fourth on a home run by DJ Stewart. So 3-1 Ironbirds as the Blue Claws come to bat here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Baron Radcliffe, then Stewart, and then McCarthy Tatum for Jersey Shore against Jensen Elliott in his second inning of work. Blue Claws had 2 on and nobody out in the fifth inning off of Elliott, but failed to score. Elliott wearing number 60, and the first pitch is outside to Radcliffe, and the count is 1-1, no strikes. First, I think it's kind of cool that they even bought a number 60 when they got their new uniform set. And here is Barron, and he fouls one off to the left third base side out of play. And the count, 1-1, no strikes. Elliott from Coppell, Texas, he's 25, was a 19th round pick out of Oklahoma State in 2019. 6'6", 230-pounder. And Radcliffe takes that one a little bit low. They have a count 2-1.
Now, Greg, shifts are banned here at this level of professional ball, but you can still play in the hole, and that's where the second baseman Prieto is, right smack dab in the right side hole.
2-1 pitch called strike, and the count is 2-2. Yeah, so I talked to Barron about that the other day, and he said he was very excited to learned that they were going to ban the shifts this year, and he's a big lefty power hitter that would get shifted a lot. And he's out in front there of a changeup, strike 3. So a swing and a miss by Radcliffe, and that's the second strikeout for Elliott. Keith Werman, the Blue Claws manager, spent the last number of 4 years as the Major League Development coach with the San Diego Padres. Mm-hmm. And asked with was positioning of the infielder. And obviously, that was a lot of shifting. Here is Stewart, who homered last time. He flares one down the right field line, foul, out of play. And the count, nothing and one. And, I asked him, so because of what you've done, do you have kind of a different take mm-hmm. on this rule? And he said, no, not really. He seemed kind of indifferent. He likes the shift defensively. Mm-hmm. And, basically said, as Stewart hits a high fly ball to center, Dante Williams starts back, drifts in, looks up into the sky, makes the catch, 2 down. He said, look, to me, if you're shifted as a left-handed hitter, just bunt the ball and make them
right,
adjust.
Exactly. I agree with that, yeah.
But he didn't seem to be too bothered by the ban and seemed to understand why they wanted to do it. But, it's interesting because that's how he spent a lot of his time the last few years, going over, spray charts and the like for National League hitters for the Padres there. Breaking ball outside and the count 1-0, and that's on the big league level. I asked him what percentage of left-handed hitters did they shift. Was it above 50? He said, yeah, it was about 80% of left-handed hitters they would shift. Now, that's not necessarily – that might be on the high side, but still a lot. Grounded a third by Tatum, stabbed by Mayo to his left, and he fires across in time to retire the sun. So a 1-2-3 sixth inning for Jensen Elliott, and down go the Blue Claws in order in the sixth. Now to the seventh we go. It's Jersey Shore trailing Aberdeen 3-1 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
We go to the seventh inning here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws trailing Aberdeen by a score of 3-1. Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Charlie's Pizza, locations in Manchester, Tom's River, and Lakewood, with a fourth right here at Shoretown Ballpark. Charlie's Pizza is the official pitcher of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. So the new pitcher for the Blue Claws is Dominic Pipkin, a familiar face to Blue Claws fans. He spent 2019 here. Remember, that was the low A Blue Claws. And then he spent 2020 here. That was the high A Blue Claws. And he comes in here as the third pitcher of the day for Jersey Shore. So Ethan Lindau pitched very well. Three innings, no runs on just one hit. He walked one and he struck out four. Excellent start for Lindau to his season. So Pipkin takes over as we head into the seventh inning, and Jersey Shore trailing by a score of 3-1. So Pipkin, a right-hander from Pinole Valley High School in Pinole, California, right outside Oakland. 22-year-old right-hander, 6'4", 160-pounder. And with the Blue Claws last year, he went 58 innings, 58 hits. He walked 27, and he struck out 64. So here's Colin Burns, who's 0-2, playing his first game of the season. And the pitch inside almost hit him, skips back to the screen, and it's 1-0. Burns, a left-handed batter, flew to center and grounded the short. His first two times up, went to Tulane. He's from Metairie, Louisiana. And Pipkin misses outside. Sixth-round pick by the Orioles in the 2021 draft is Colin Burns, who spent 19 games with Delmarva in the Carolina League and hit .279 with four steals. 2-0, left-handed batter, pitch on the way, fastball outside, ball three. The shadows, Tony, have kind of settled in right around, well, not settled in, but where they are right now, about three-quarters of the way from home plate out. Here's a liner on the 3-0 pitch down the right field line, extra base hit for Burns. It rolls into the right field corner. Burns heading to second. Wilson digs it out and fires it in. Burns trying for third. Martin, the relay throw on a hop. Lunging tag. Stewart, they got him.
Yep.
So, last night, same basic play. Right. Casey Martin threw to third. And the third baseman last night was Nicholas Torres. And Martin gave him kind of an in-between really short hop. And it was a tough play, and Torres couldn't snag it. Same play tonight. Martin gives Stewart a much longer hop. DJ's able to make the catch and apply the tag, and they get the out.
Now, Casey's got a real good arm. And he unleashed a deadly accurate relay throw there for the most part. Stewart had a reach, but was able to just say, get back and lunge and make the tag. And it was well done all the way around.
Yeah, throw is a little bit off, as you said. Here's a high pop behind the plate. Ellison will give it a look, but I think that'll get out of play. It does. And bouncing back a bit. strike. So what I was saying, the shadows right now go about to the edge of the mound. So from the edge of the mound on towards home plate in the shade, Pipkin on the mound in the sun. But that won't last too much longer. The whole thing will be in the shade shortly. Here's the 1-1 to Rodriguez, a breaking ball outside. Now, Tony, the other part of that is it is a two-run game. Aberdeen has led since the first inning. So sometimes when that happens, it kind of feels like the lead is bigger than it is. It's a two-run lead. Here's a fly ball out in the right center. Fairly well hit. Wilson drifting back toward the track. He's there as he crosses onto the track and makes the catch. Two down. But what Burns did was he made the first out of the inning in third, and that is a baseball sin.
Mm-hmm. Well, it took a good play to get him, but you're right.
He did, but still. I mean, the thing was, if the throw was a little more online, I mean, he would have been clearly out.
Right.
Here is Connor Norby, and the first pitch to him is outside of the count, 1-0. He is 1 out of 3 today. Leadoff man for Aberdeen. 3-6-0 against 1-5-0. Pipkin's pitch is in there, a called strike, and the count is 1-1. Ellison Carr Rojas for Jersey Shore in the bottom half of the seventh. And the 6-6 right-hander, Dominic Pipkins, pitches chopped towards third. Tough play. Stewart squirts under his glove. Barehanded by Garcia behind the base. He throws to first. Not in time. Squirts there under the glove of McCarthy Tatum. And safe at first is Norby. I think that'll be an error. Now they'll give him an infield hit on the in-between hop. So a base hit there for Norby. And that'll bring up Colton Couser. So a tough play extended there for DJ, and Cows are the batter. Got to be careful here. This Ironburg team, they have a lot of veteran hitters that played not necessarily a lot of time in the minors, but played at high levels of college ball and were high picks and college guys. So you know, they can get you in a lot of different spots. There's 4 out of 7 with 3 extra base hits so far in this series. Fastball low, just missing, and it's 1-0. 3-7-0 for Aberdeen, 1-5-0 for Jersey Shore. Pipkin peeks back at the runner at first in Couser. And he started, Norby, who stutter step started, but didn't go anywhere, and the fastball misses low, and it's 2-0. And, you know, you've seen it before. You know, one tricky play that you don't make, and suddenly you're in trouble. And you hope that's not the case here, but 2-0 and a good hitter. And there's a strike on the inside corner with a count 2-1.
Yeah, DJ will probably tell you he should have made that play. They ruled it a hit, but and it was a tricky out, no question about it. But
yeah, and off to the side, too.
Right. Difficult, but doable.
2-1. Pipkin out of the stretch, change up high. So Pipkin was a starter for the Blue Claws the first 2 years he was here. He'll work out of the bullpen. And there are a few guys like that, Tony. Pipkin, Jordani Mosqueda, Tyler McKay, and Lindau, who we just saw, all have been starters for the bulk of the last 2 years with the Blue Claws, and all will work out of the bullpen, at least in the early part of this season. 3-1. Here's the pitch. Fouled away, 3-2.
Well, you know, I mean, that can work out for your career. You maybe don't quite cut it as a starter for whatever reason, but your stuff plays better over a shorter period of time.
Yeah, you're far less reliant on a third pitch
right
when you pitch out of the bullpen. And because you're only facing hitters once most of the time. And the other part of it is, you know, you can kind of let it rip. You don't have to worry about conserving energy and pitches. Runner goes on the 3-2, and it's outside ball four. Walk allowed to Couser, first given by Pipkin. And that will bring up Kobe Mayo's 1-for-7 with a home run and an RBI so far as a sack fly today.
I mean, I frankly think, and sure, it helps to have a great starting staff. I'm talking about the big league level. I think maybe the most important part of a team that's going to be eminently successful is a bullpen, a lights-out type of bullpen.
Little blooper to second. This should end the inning. Casey Martin retreats, makes the grab in Cancelo right center, and that retires the side. So Mayo jammed there by Pipkin. No runs on two hits. There were no errors and two left. Seventh inning stretch at Shoretown Ballpark. Aberdeen 3, Blue Claws 1. You're listening to BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
And that one is outside to Rojas. One ball and one strike.
To electrocute himself here.
Which is proving to be a challenge.
Tinkers with the equipment.
2-1 pitch is on the outside corner. So Rojas takes a strike. Ellison flew to right. Carr struck out to start this inning. So two out, nobody on. Aberdeen 3, Jersey Shore 1 here at Shoretown Ballpark. And that one is outside, ball 3. On deck is Luis Garcia. Rojas stole 3 bases last night. Blue Claw stole 9. They have 1 today. That was earlier in the game. Ethan Wilson stole 2nd base in the first inning. So the Blue Claw stole 10 bases in their first 10 innings at the plate this season. Payoff pitch to Rojas is on the outside corner. He's down looking at a fastball, strike 3. And that retires the side. No runs, no hits, and nobody left. A 1-2-3 inning for Jensen Elliott. 9 in a row he has set aside. We go to the 8th, Aberdeen 3, Blue Claws 1 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show what you want, taste you love.
It's the year of RVing, and the adventures start at Camping World, America's number one RV dealer. Explore the nation's largest selection of RVs with over 80,000 new and used models to choose from, starting at less than $5 per day. And gear up with the latest and greatest in RV and outdoor essentials to get you ready no matter where the road takes you. Visit your local Camping World in Lakewood today or shop online at campingworld.com. See dealer for details based on 2020 statistical surveys. Offers expire 10/31/21.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. We go into the top half of the 8th, and Aberdeen leading it 3-1. Dominic Pipkin, 1 inning, no runs on 2 hits, 1 walk, and no strikeouts. Tyler McKay takes over here for Jersey Shore, and he is the fourth Blue Claws pitcher of the day. Mick Abel started 3 runs on 4 hits in 3 innings. No walk, struck out 5. Gave up a 2-run single to T.T. Bowens with 2 out in the 3rd. Kind of a soft blooper into center that dropped in. And kind of a tough break for Abel, who was 1 out away, 1 pitch away from getting through 3 innings, allowing only the 1 run. It turns into 3 runs. But I think a good debut for sure. Struck out 5, did not walk a batter. Ethan Linda was great. 3 innings, no hits, 1 run, 1 walk. He struck out 4, and then a scoreless 7th for Pipkin. So here's McKay, number 41, the 24-year-old right-hander, 6'6", from Lee Summit, Missouri. He was with the Blue Claws in 2019. That was low A as a starter. Here is Bowens. First pitch to him is a strike at the knees. Last year, mostly with the Blue Claws, went 2-4 with a 4.76 ERA with Jersey Shore. Pitched 2 rehab games in the Gulf Coast League. 45 innings, 42 hits, 22 walks, 31 strikeouts. Breaking ball down and away. I have a count 1-1. Did they restore the name of the Gulf Coast League too, right? In addition to the, which was bizarrely known as the Florida Complex
League, yeah.
The poor Gulf Coast League. Breaking ball outside. I have a count 2-1.
That won't start for a while though, right? That doesn't start
after Father's Day. 2 balls, 1 strike on T.T. Bowens out of Central Connecticut State. And a little flare to second. Martin on 1 hop, backhands at waist high, throws to first in time, and 1 away. So Bowens grounds out, one down. Here's Cesar Prieto, the second baseman. Tyler last year pitched probably the best game of the season by any Blue Claws pitcher was McKay in Hudson Valley on August 14th. He couldn't have pitched any better. He didn't give up a base runner. He threw six perfect innings. That game, the Blue Claws took a no-hitter into the ninth inning. They ended up winning it in 11. And here's Cesar Prieto. He takes a little bit low and have a count, one ball and no strikes.
Greg, want a little Phillies broadcast history?
Sure.
So Larry Schenk on Twitter today notes that
1-0 and a check swing and an off-speed pitch. Prieto went around and a count 1-1.
On this date in 1963, Richie Ashburn makes his debut on the Philadelphia broadcast team with By Som and Bill Campbell.
Bouncer foul behind the plate. One ball, two strikes.
And the Phillies season opener at Connie Mack Stadium, a 2-1 win versus the Reds. The voice of the Phillies I virtually grew up with, Greg. Richie Ashburn, By Som, Bill Campbell. One more thing on that date. I was at the broadcast, but I went to that game. Man.
Breaking ball in the dirt for ball two to Prieto on the count. Two balls, two strikes.
I think Art Mahaffey was the winning pitcher. I'm going to look that up right now. Just to see if there's anything left in my brain that would recall that. Let's see.
2-2 on Prieto. McKay's pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him on a changeup. Strike three. And there are two men down. That strikeout is brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic, the official team physicians of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Rothman Orthopedic Institute's mission is to help patients live pain-free lives. They're experts in orthopedics because orthopedics is all they do. Visit RothmanOrtho.com for more. Here's Dante Williams, the center fielder, who was hit by a pitch in the second inning. We all thought he broke his wrist, including him. He ran right into the dugout. And then he ended up staying in the game, thankfully. Fastball strike. And after that, that was in the top of the second. And then that was right after, in the bottom of the first, he made a diving catch to rob DJ Stewart of what would have been a two-run single. And that one is low. And the count 1-1 on Dante Williams.
Now, on that date, Art Mahaffey beat Joey J for 28,000 at Connie Mack Stadium, the Phillies season opener. One more.
Here's a drive the other way by Williams, deep into the left field corner. Carr over toward the line, on the run, makes a backhanded running grab, and that retires the side.
Greg, one more quick note on that game. Pete Rose made his Philadelphia debut in that ballgame.
Back at the shore, Tyler McKay, a 1-2-3 inning. We go to the bottom half of the eighth.
Debut for this year.
This year, yeah. Aberdeen 3 and Jersey Shore 1. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas, let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Blue Claws running out of chances here. They trail 3-1 as they will have Luis Garcia, Ethan Wilson, and Casey Martin. Jensen Elliott did a great job He went three innings, no runs, one hit, one walk, struck out four, retired the last eight hitters that he faced. And Aberdeen has gone to the bullpen, and they are bringing in a right-hander. I believe that is Clayton McGinnis, and it is. So McGinnis, a right-hander, will be the third pitcher of the day for Aberdeen, trying to get to 2-0 to start the season. And he'll face Luis Garcia, Ethan Wilson, and Casey Martin for Jersey Shore. 25-year-old right-hander, 6'1", 180 pounds, from St. Joseph, Missouri, which is outside St. Louis. He went to Wichita State, 20th round pick in 2019 by the Orioles. With Aberdeen, reliever had a 3.32 ERA in 38 innings, 36 hits, struck out 40 and walked 19. So here's Garcia, switch hitter batting left. First pitch by Clayton McGinnis on the way, swing and a miss. And the count is nothing and one. Luis is 21 years old. He'll turn 22 on October 1st. And he is the first active Blue Claw on the Phillies 40-man roster. And the 0-1 is fouled back under the screen. And the count is nothing and two. Remember, the Blue Claws had been low A forever, so you're almost never going to have a 40-man player on your regular day-to-day roster in low A. Last year in high A, they did not have any, but Luis was added to the 40-man at the end of the season. Here's the 0-2 pitch and a bouncer to second, and that's handled on the third hop by Prieto, throws the first one away. That was to protect him from the Rule 5 draft. Jaylen Ortiz also added last year. And then I believe this year they would have to add guys like Johan Rojas, Logan Ohapi. Ohapi for sure, and I think Rojas too. But that is months away. Phillies had to make a 40-man move this week, though, to get Bryson Stott up on, because Stott did not have to be added last November. Fastball strike to Wilson in the count, nothing and one. So you don't add him because you want to provide as much flexibility as possible. But then when they needed to add him to the big league roster because he made the team, they needed a spot. And what they ended up doing was moving Rafael Marchand to the 60-day injured list. Here's the 0-1, and that's low. There was some thought, Tony, that they might make a move with a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
And Donnie Sands was a possibility. He's one of the catchers in Lehigh. But Marchand is hurt, so if you DFA'd Sands, God forbid somebody got hurt this weekend, you'd be in trouble. And Marchand moved to the 60-day injured list. Here's the 1-1 to Wilson. He bounces one to second. Prieto, again, waist tying. Tosses to first, two down. So Prieto's been busy over there, 2-8. And here's the second baseman, Casey Martin.
Yeah, Greg, this is 2-3-4 in the Blue Claws order. And from their standpoint, you'd hope they could create a ruckus here in the bottom of the eighth, but nothing yet.
Yeah, that is now 11 in a row set aside by Aberdeen pitching. Blue Claws have one run on five hits. It was the home run hit by DJ. Here is Casey Martin, and the first pitch to him is a breaking ball down and outside of the count, 1-0. Martin has walked, flown to left, and struck out swinging. He is 0-2. 2-6 so far this year. Out of the University of Arkansas for Martin. And the pitch is breaking ball, swing and a miss. And the count is 0-2. Check that. The count is 1-1. Blue Claws have some action in their pen down the line and right. Swing and a miss by Martin. A high fastball. One ball, two strikes. So the scoreboard says 0-2, but, and you see it on your MILB TV screen, but it's 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and that retires Martin and the Blue Claw. So Clayton McGinnis with a strong eighth inning, two soft ground downs with a strikeout, and the Blue Claws go quietly 1-2-3. We go to the ninth. And it's Aberdeen 3 and the Blue Claws 1 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long, the new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If it's surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws go to the bullpen as we head into the top half of the ninth inning. And they will bring on right-hander Carlos Francisco, a 22-year-old from Hillsborough Community College outside of Tampa. And he'll face Billy Cook, Colin Burns, and Ramon Rodriguez. Aberdeen 3 and the Blue Claws 1. Tyler McKay, a 1-2-3 inning with one strikeout in his 2022 Jersey Shore debut. Aberdeen got one in the first on a sack fly by Kobe Mayo. They got two in the third on a two-run single by T.T. Bowens. And the Blue Claws got a run in the fourth inning on a solo home run hit by D.J. Stewart, the first Blue Claws home run of the year. That's the scoring today. And the Blue Claws find themselves down a couple, down by two, heading into the ninth inning. Carlos is 6'4", 220 pounds, born in Bayamón, Puerto Rico. Phillies took him in the 28th round of the 2019 draft. Last year, he pitched in the Gulf Coast League one game, pitched 12 innings with Clearwater, 4 earned runs, pitched 14 innings with the Blue Claws, 10 earned runs, and combined to strike out 35 in 28 innings while walking 15. Right-hander's first pitch is outside to Billy Cook, and the count is one ball and no strikes. Remember, tomorrow's a day game, 105. It'll be Christian McGowan for the Blue Claws and Justin Armbruster for Aberdeen. And the 1-0 on the way is outside and no strikes. Those of you watching on MILB TV, thank you. Those of you listening to the audio stream on BlueClaws.com, you can watch this game and every Blue Claws home game this year and games from around the country, 6,500 games from around minor league baseball this year, including all the Blue Claws games, all the AA Redding games, all the AAA Lehigh Valley games. Go to MILB TV to subscribe. See the Philly Stars of tomorrow. Use the promo code Blue Claws. Swing and a miss by Cook, 3-1. Use the promo code Blue Claws at checkout, and you can save $10 on your yearly subscription. It's MILB.TV.
Clearly watching former Blue Claws at Lehigh Valley, Redding.
3-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Most of Redding is former Blue Claws.
Clearwater does not have MILB TV, right? I don't.
No.
I do not think. Yeah.
Swing and a miss there by Billy Cook, strike three. And that is out number one. Good job by Francisco. He was down in the count there. 3-0 when he comes back to strike out Cook. Clayton McGinnis will stay on for Aberdeen in the ninth inning. Looking ahead, the Blue Claws will have Baron Radcliffe, DJ Stewart, and McCarthy Tatum. So tomorrow, 105 will be on the air, 12:55. And that'll wrap up opening week.
A more traditional three-game homestand.
Swing and a miss, and the count, nothing and one. Hey, It's a new tradition, the six-game series.
Yes. And there will be a bunch of those this year.
Yeah. 21 six-game series and then 2 3-game series. And that gets you to 132 games. Breaking ball low from Francisco with a count 1-1. You know, if... So they did the six-game series last year because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted... They were worried about bus trips. So right. They decided to have fewer bus trips. The funny thing is, if they had just... They had always been unwilling. You know, people had suggested doing long series in the old Sally League. Swing and a miss, mm-hmm. and the count is 1-2. And they, nobody... The argument was, well, you know, you get contempt between the teams, and they didn't want to do six-game series. Okay, fine, whatever. The thing was, if they did six-game series back then, which, by the way, everybody loved, which is why they're doing it again this mm-hmm. year, then maybe you would have still had the old swing and a miss, strike three. I mean, I know Dusty Wathan managed here in 2009,
right?
And he suggested it.
Really?
And he was right, and I agree. And he said, all you have to do, like, the travel's brutal from Lakewood all the way down, right? But what you do is you have fewer trips.
Right.
So go down there and play a 2-week road trip, and then you might have a 2-week homestand.
Right.
And you can't do that. You know, the teams don't want to do it. The front offices don't want to do it. And then we did it last year, and everybody said, oh, that's great. Let's do it again this year. Popped up in the air to shallow center. Rojas coming on, looking up into the sun. He's there. And Johan makes the catch, and that retires the sign. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. We go to the bottom of the ninth, Aberdeen 3, Jersey Shore 1 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk.
At Ranch.
Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. We go to the ninth inning. Blue Claws down 3-1. And Tony, Jersey Shore trying to avoid an 0-2 start to the season. They will have Baron Radcliffe. They will have DJ Stewart and McCarthy Tatum coming to the plate.
That is 5, 6, and 7. Try to get something going.
So here's Radcliffe, who has walked, flown to center, and struck out swinging in 3 at-bats, or 3 at-plate appearances, I should say. He has walked in each of the first 2 games, drew 70 walks, 70, in 322 plate appearances last year. That's just incredible. Left-handed batter with an open stance, breaking ball inside of the count, 1-0. Born in Michigan, spent a few years growing up in Columbus, Ohio. Moved to Atlanta, and then stayed put there to go to college and played at Georgia Tech. Fastball strike on the inside corner. And a count 1-1. DJ Stewart was on deck, homered in the fourth. That's the only Blue Claws run of the game. And the 1-1 is squibbed off the end of the bat, foul up third. And it's 1-2. So, Tony, you know, we said it before, Blue Claws have scored 11 runs in two games. That's often enough to win
right, should
two
be.
Games. And they might win no games.
I'll see if Barron can get on here, get something going for DJ.
1-2 pitch, broken bat, popped him up third base side, foul ground. Rodriguez, the catcher, he's there and makes the grab about 30 feet up the line in foul territory. And there's one away. And that'll bring up DJ Stewart. So, looking ahead a little bit here to tomorrow, you have on the mound for the Blue Claws, the starter will be Christian McGowan. And then as far as relievers go, you have Andrew Baker, Jordani Mosqueda, and Jason Ruffcorn that did not pitch either of the first 2 days. Swing and a miss by Stewart on the count, nothing and one. So I imagine the plan will be to get them all action tomorrow. And then from there, you have the off day Monday and then a clean slate heading into the six-game series that starts Tuesday in Brooklyn. And then if you had to use a Rubio Armenta, you could do that. He only pitched two-thirds of an inning yesterday. Swing and a miss by Stewart, and the count is nothing and two. Now, they have a 12-man bullpen, so I think they should be able to successfully manage that. Oh and two, and the pitch is lifted foul down the right field line out of plate, and the count still nothing and two.
Blue Claws have not had a hit since the bunt single by Johan Rojas in the
13 in a row retired by Aberdeen pitchers. And the 0-2, swing and a miss. He got him, strike three. Second strikeout for Clayton McGinnis. And the Blue Claws are down to their final out. Here's McCarthy Tatum. That was it right there, Tony. They were down 3-1. They had two on, nobody out, and 2-3-4 at the plate. But Garcia struck out, Wilson grounded out, and Martin flew to center. McGinnis's first pitch is outside of the count, 1-0. McGinnis pitched with Aberdeen, as we said, last year, but did not, even he pitched in the bullpen, did not get a save. He did have two saves for the Gulf Coast Orioles in 2019, so this would be his third pro save. Fastball strike, and the count 1-1 on McCarthy Tatum. Tony will have a postgame show coming up in a few minutes. After the break. One ball, one strike, swing and a miss. You know, the thing is, it only takes one base runner, and then you get somebody to lift one up in the wind, which has been blowing out all day, and you never know. But got to get that guy on. 1-2 is just low. And count 2-2. So it's Aberdeen 3, Jersey Shore 1, bottom of the ninth here at Shoretown Ballpark. 2-2 is the count here on Tatum.
Trying to extend the game for Carl Ellison in the on-deck circle.
And he drives one foul out of the right field line, and it's still 2-2. Blue Claws won the opener last year, but then dropped a couple in a row to Hudson Valley, who was a very good team. They were the best team in the Northern Division last year. Here's the 2-2. Outside, ball three, a fastball. Playoffs, though, last year, Hudson Valley. They took one team. They took the two teams with the best record, regardless of division. But Hudson Valley was very good, especially early in the year. But the Blue Claws could fall to 0-2 to start this season. Payoff pitch, breaking ball, swing and a miss. He got him strike three, and the ball game is over. Aberdeen retires the last 15 Blue Claws, and they win game two of the season by a final score of 3-1 here at Shoretown Ballpark. Aberdeen, 3 runs on 7 hits, no errors. And they left 6. Blue Claws, 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. And they also left 6. Mick Abel will take the loss, or takes the loss, rather. He falls to 0-1. The winning pitcher is Jensen Elliott. He's won, obviously 1-0. And the save goes to McGinnis, his first. Blue Claws are 0-2. Aberdeen is 2-0. The attendance, 1,599. And the time of the game, a tidy 2 hours and 40 minutes. Tony has a post-game show next. You're listening to Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
How to show up with Coke.
I'm Tony Graham, back with you in Lakewood, where the Aberdeen Ironbirds make it 2 in a row over the Blue Claws, a 3-1 victory on this Saturday afternoon. More on this game in just a second. First, checking elsewhere, the Phillies just defeated the Oakland A's 4-2 for their second straight win in that series. Nick Castellanos, Reese Hoskins, Gene Segura all homered for the Phillies. Kyle Gibson gets the win, and Corey Knebel his first save as a member of the ball club. At Shoretown Ballpark this afternoon, 20-year-old right-hander Mick Abel got the start for the Blue Claws. He's the Phillies' top-rated prospect, number one draft pick from 2 years back. And he allowed 3 runs over the first 3 innings. Actually, he pitched well. He struck out 5. He walked none. He hit a batter. First batter he faced, Connor Norby, doubled and came in to score in a sacrifice fly. And then with 2 outs in the third inning, a looping 2-run single to center by T.T. Bowens, who has had a really good series thus far, plated 2 more runs, and that would be enough for the Ironbirds to win this one. The Blue Claws only really had a couple threats in this ballgame. They had the bases loaded in the first, but D.J. Stewart lined out to center to end the threat. Stewart did account for the Blue Claws' run with his first home run, the team's first. In the fourth, Blue Claws had one more chance. As it turned out, in the fifth, they got the first 2 on with nobody out, but the 2, 3, and 4 hitters were all retired, and the Ironbirds pitching staff went on to retire the final 15 Blue Claws in the ball game. So the totals for Aberdeen, the Baltimore Orioles affiliate, 3 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. The Blue Claws, 1 run, 5 hits, and no errors. Jensen Elliott in relief gets the win. He is, of course, 1-0. Abel the loser, and Clayton McGinnis with the save. Of the 7 hits for Aberdeen, Connor Norby, leadoff batter, and the Orioles' number 11 prospect had 3 of them. There were no other multi-hit performers. They went 1 for 6 with runners in scoring position and left 6, and 3 pitchers combined on the 5-hitter. For Aberdeen. For the Blue Claws, who mustered only 5 hits, no multi-hit performers. Rojas, a bunt single. Ethan Wilson, DJ Stewart, McCarthy Tatum, and Jared Carr had the hits for Lakewood, which went 0 for 4 with runners in scoring position and left 6. Abel on the mound was followed by Ethan Linda, who did an excellent job. One hit ball over three innings, struck out three and walked one. Dominic Kipkin, McKay, and Francisco all finished and pitched well for the Blue Claws. Time of game was 2 hours and 39 minutes before 1,599 here at First Energy, at Shoretown Ballpark. Old habits never die. They eventually fade away. So elsewhere on the Phillies affiliate scoreboard today, first of 2 7-inning games, Lehigh Valley over Columbia. Big blow, 3-run home run in the first for Lehigh Valley, which is now 3-1 on the season. Mark Appel continuing his comeback, got the win for Lehigh Valley. First inning of game two, there is no score. Elsewhere, Reading is losing to Somerset, the Yankees affiliate in Reading. Somerset just got 5 in the top of the fifth. They're out in front 8-0 over Reading in that ball game. And Andrew Painter, the Phillies top pick a year ago, another young promising right-hander on the mound for Clearwater in Florida at home. And it's no score. Fort Myers batting in the top of the second inning so far. Painter has gone 1 2/3 innings, 36 pitches, 25 for strikes in a scoreless game. So that's a wrap for this Saturday afternoon. Next Blue Claws game will be tomorrow at 1:05. 22-year-old right-hander Christian McGowan on the mound for Jersey Shore, and right-hander Justin Armbruster for Aberdeen. Both pitched in a combined 12 games last year, putting both together 4 for McGowan, 8 for Armbruster at the lower levels in the minor leagues, and neither had a decision. So perhaps something we'll give in that department tomorrow. And Greg will have it for you beginning at 12:55. After that, Blue Claws are off on the road for a series in Brooklyn beginning on Tuesday night. Thanks to Ryan Caldwell and his great production staff for all their valuable contributions, as usual. And for Greg Giamborisi, I'm Tony Graham. Again, the final score here this afternoon at the Shoretown Ballpark was the Aberdeen Ironbirds 3 and the Jersey Shore Blue Claws 1. Have a clawsome rest of your Saturday, everybody.